Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece of the piece, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is frank and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat. The clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive and motivational strategy. Successful guest promoter self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/ The remix Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peaceland.
Everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone as you join us in the forum tonight. So good to have you guys in the house tonight. It is Friday night. It is January the 20th, 2012, and of course, you're live in The Remix. Now, as you know, tonight we're going to be chatting and chilling with Brother Panic, and actually this is going to be a two-part of the chat and chill that we actually did last week on Sunday night. So I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everybody. It's a full house tonight, definitely on the phone lines. I could barely get in, so it's good to see you guys. In the house tonight, phone lines are full already. Definitely know that the chat room is open, so you're more than welcome to come on over, and I see that filling up as well. And if you don't know how to get there, let me go ahead and give you some directions. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/theremix, and the chat room is here. If you're joining us for the very first time, I just want to say welcome. It's so good to have you in the house. And all you have to do, if you're a guest, is click the button at the very bottom and sign up and tell us who you are and come right on in. Lots of things going on in the universe. And tonight, we will be covering a lot of those things here in The Remix. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And definitely press 1 when you get on the phone lines. We will be doing a Q&A here with Brother Panic. He will be taking your occult questions as well. First, I want to open up the show, you know, and definitely give thanks to Etta James as she makes her journey home. Ashe to Etta James and to all of those seen and unseen as well. So we're going to kick it off just so we can get in the mood. Brother Panic has a message he's going to be delivering to us, a short little message here before we get ready to get into the Q&A and everyone get themselves situated. Want to give a big shout out to Dr. Yu. Of course, you know, he's the one that does the introduction, and I'm sure he'll be coming back on The Remix very soon, along with a host of others as well. So good to see everyone in the house. I'm so glad. So glad it's Friday night. It's a good Friday night. I see all the Remix family over there. Good to see you guys. So good to see you in the house tonight. Good to see good to see everyone as we continue to chat and chill here. So let's get ourselves ready. We're going to receive this message. It's kind of, let me see what I can say about the song. I guess the best thing to do is really just to play it and allow you to pick up the vibe from it. And I'm sure you will pick up the vibe from it. And we're just going to go ahead and raise the energy up as we continue and get ready to welcome Brother Panic to the forum tonight. So here we go. Bada boom.
Yeah, boom.
Boom, yeah. I understand boom.
Bada boom.
Big.
Big.
Yeah, big bada boom.
Big. Bada big boom. Big.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah, big bada boom.
Bada boom.
Big.
Boom.
Big bada boom.
Big bada boom. Looters in this bitch, pussy niggas clear the room. I came through the door, I said it before. I'm the truth in this booth, and you niggas all hoes. Counterfeit rappers say I'm stealing they flows, but I can't steal what you never made up, bitch. Y'all some duplicate rappers.
make up, bitch, let me explain. Nothing's been new since Big Daddy Kane. Flows will get recycled, passed around to different names, but what's the same? That every verse I spit is insane. Got more styles than any rapper in the game. 11 years, and still counting. And y'all get a couple of hit records, make some noise, and have the nerve to start shouting. Who's gassing them? They blowing smoke up your ass, you fired up, but I'm just puff, puff, passing them. Until they roasted, buried in my ashtray. Nigga, burn slow, better pray like it's your last day. You lying to yourself, just admit it. May not like the way I use it, but you know you ain't invented, boy. Do your research before you make a claim. So bogus, that's disrespecting pioneers in the game. Fuck the fame, but go ahead and get your 5 minutes. Then you frontline cadets can report to your lieutenant.
Sir, yes, sir.
See, I'm your past, I'm your future, and your present. So watch your fucking mouth when you speak about a legend. 16 times platinum, 6 number one peak. So I can give a fuck what you sold in your first week. You sweet. You stuffing in the Pillsbury doughboy. Don't make me expose the truth. You the hoe, boy. Don't make me get on that stomp shit and get back at it. You rappers ain't even in my fucking tax bracket. Why am I wasting my time? Yeah, I'll admit I get a little ludicrous with my rhymes sometimes. But my fans know the difference. Cause my chick bad went platinum, still winning, motherfucker.
Say another motherfucking word and this shit is over. And I ain't playing never. Shut the fuck up. No! Oh, shit. Say again. Say something else. Oh! Say something else. Say something else, nigga.
The nerve of you niggas, man. You ain't got enough medals on your jacket to address me, boy. Fall back in formation, y'all out of line. I was told not to kill a mosquito with a cannon. So the next time you nat got a real problem, don't be a coward like a nigga that used to be signed to be going on Twitter rants and shit. A nigga say it to my face.
All right, bada boom. Welcome to the remix, everyone. So good to have you in the house tonight. Of course, you know Brother Panic's going to be here live doing what he always does. He's going to be chatting and chilling, dropping some signs on us tonight, as well as also taking your occult questions later on in the show. So now let's go ahead and bring Brother Panic on the line.
Peace.
Peace, Brother Panic. What's up?
A big bada boom is what's up tonight. You know what I'm saying? Big bada boom, bada boom. What's going on, remixers and remix X? And how are you, Mrs. Blue?
I am wonderful. I am simply excellent and amazing. How you doing, Brother Panic?
I'm chilling like a villain because the villain is chilling. Rah. I'm about to get into a couple of stuffs. Do some of these questions. Oh, I see Cookie in the house. What up, Cookie? I see you. What's up? What's up to everybody in the chat room? I'm seeing you. I'm going to say some names. Eye of Kemet by Blue Ink. Nokia 2425. I see all your what's ups. And, you know, we're about to get into some stuff here, some in-time action whenever you ready, Miss Blue.
Oh, we're ready. It's so much going on, and I know you're going to talk about all of these things first at the top. Let's, you know, if you just want to kind of go ahead as we open up, just, you know, really to kind of send that welcome home message to Etta James as she begins her new journey. She made her transition today as well. I know you spoke about that before as well, but just to kind of give her that energy, yes.
Oh, we're going to do one better tonight because I already talked to Etta. She already told me what she's about, who she is. So we're going to get into some greasy shit tonight with a big bada boom. With a big-ass bada boom. She told me, she showed me some prophecy thing. She made that transition. And and we're going to speak on it, what it is. All right? Let me know when you're ready, because I'm ready.
Oh, we are definitely ready. I came ready, so let's get it. Let's get it.
All right. Now, I put up a video on occult lectures on YouTube. That's my YouTube page. You should be on that anyway, just catching up on all the lectures. But they got this thing going around now where people are hearing all of these sounds around the world.
Oh, yeah.
And people are filming it, putting it up on YouTube. It just started as soon as 2012 came in. Now, two things. Let's just get this out the way now. if tomorrow somebody said, aha, we got you, it was a hoax. I already explained this in detail on the remix. If mad people or enough people think it, then it is real as anything that you've been calling real. It is real as your as your rent is being due. You get what I'm saying?
Because
all the science we've been getting about the laws of attraction, this is an illusion. But what magic is showing you how to actually work that illusion, work this unreality reality. You get what I'm saying? How to master this. The Lord, seven laws of Tahuti is not what you're stuck under. It is just only explaining the rules of this matrix for you to go beyond. Because in the same Kabbalion where you later on find these seven laws, you'll also see they make note to say, no, you can get past this. But this is what you should be doing as an occultist. So the whole idea is this is about manipulate. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here if you wasn't conscious. This is about manipulation of this reality. And this reality is prime. This matrix is kept by our thought. You get what I'm saying? In other words, if you think you are in a cruel world, this world will show you cruelty. If you think you are on God's green earth, this world will show you God's green earth for the most part. And so in other words, if you playing magic, something magical is going to happen. So let's say this is a whole con. This is still spiritual because it still changed the mind of the masses to believe that it's real. And that's more dangerous than the actual shit that they think is going to happen in terms of Armageddon. Now, understand, there is prophecy on this. A lot of the prophecy is in the Bible. So I'm going to, because if we wouldn't be on questions and answers for another three episodes of the remix and we went through all the Bible prophecy. So we ain't going to do all of that bullshit. I'll give you shit that you can go read further if that's what interests you. But a lot of this is in Bible prophecy. Why is it important? Because if you listen to last Sunday's show, if you're conscious, your ass is already saved. But this shit is also about raising the ones we call Christians. So that's why a lot of the Bible prophecy is also coming into play now as well. So in the Bible, there's something called Gideon. There's a character called Gideon, which means destroyer, mighty warrior. The fellow of trees. He was a judge. He was the judge of the Hebrews. When you have the judge of the Hebrews, Osiris is the judge. Remember, Osiris comes back and judge. The judgment scene is about Osiris, and that's talking about the end time event. You get what I'm saying? Now, so you at least make a connection. But there are many judges in the book of Judges. In the Bible, Gideon is one of them. Now, I want you to listen closely. The word Armageddon came from the arm of Gideon. So Gideon blows a horn. It's called the trumpet of Gideon, actually. His story is recorded in chapters 6 and 8 in the book of Judges, Hebrew Bible, Judges 6 to 8. So you can go further and read into his prophecy. But again, this is not the first time you have this horn being blown. In preparation for Armageddon or Armageddon. And then you also heard Gabriel blow your horn, which even most white people are attributing this sound to that. If you haven't heard this sound, you're talking about at many different places in the world. I think it would be very hard to synchronize this hoax. Not to mention, there are 72 comments already on a video that I put up yesterday, and sporadically through the comments, people are saying, I've heard this in my neighborhood, and I live here. I've heard this in my neighborhood, and I live here. Right. So my state to state, country to country.
Right, I've heard it. Remember when we did the show and I told you I woke up and my daughter woke up, baby Blue, and we both ran and met each other in the living room and I heard something. I've heard it.
You were telling me. I didn't know if you told that one on the show, but you was telling me that one before. I remember you telling me.
Yes. And so both heard it's
about,
real.
And then the next day you said you asked your neighbors and none of them heard anything.
And nobody heard anything, but it was loud and clear. Very
see, these things are because at that particular time for you, you guys are spiritually in tune. So your vibration as a conscious person, as any conscious person, any conscious person is always telling these stories about these events, these happenings. But the regular Christian just would tell you absolutely nothing.
Right.
The best thing that's happening
right.
is the new Tyler Perry movie. But these things eventually have to become apparent to them. That's why in the beginning I said,
yes.
as conscious people, your ass is saved. But what's happening now, as I pointed out, with like the movie Red Tails, the Tuskegee Airmen, those particular gods, them having
mm-hmm.
to show it now, all through Martin Luther King, who is
yeah.
who all that civil rights movement was it also a spiritual war. I went into detail last Sunday. Get that show for more detail on what I'm talking about now. So it's really about raising the dead at this particular point. You get what I'm saying? Raising the dead at this particular point. Now, in the Gabriel
right.
blow your horn, people don't really attribute the horn to Gabriel. It's just something that came down. But, you know, people say in the Bible, you know,
right.
well, it's not actually in the Bible. But we know the Bible has been rewritten, because Mary Magdalene
yeah.
is not a whore in the Bible, but we all know that
right.
comes, that held on through tradition. And when you do the metaphysics,
yeah.
Mary the mother and Mary the whore, you're only talking about the duality. You could also Kabbalistically say Kepha and Malkuth. So we know
right.
these things stick around. It was just things they were trying to extract. You get what I'm saying? And we
mm-hmm.
and if
right.
you look at the movie Prophecy, where Christopher Walken plays Gabriel, he's blowing his horn. So that's known. So now it says in the book of Daniel, Gabriel serves as a terrifying interpreting angel who imparts secret knowledge of future events to the prophet.
Yes.
Meaning if he's blowing
yes.
his horn
mm-hmm.
and you actually, now I don't put all these titles, but you at least got to say the people who have been teaching you for the last umpteen years and even up until this time, if there ever was a prophet, it would have to be the us. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's
right.
nobody that's going to go in a trance and tell you some shit that ain't been said by actually the conscious community. So why that's another reason why you understand and we can interpret what's going on right now. Because
yeah.
that horn being blown, the regular dead people are just their asses in the grass. You need to see that YouTube video where these motherfuckers look absolutely confused
yeah.
and stunned. For
that's
us,
right.
we could decode these things because we are those
yeah.
prophets. You get what I'm saying? So we know what
right.
it means. The second temple literature says he serves as one of the four of seven archangels who's associated with the final judgment and the Garden of Eden
yeah.
paradise. In the Gospel of Luke, it's the angel Gabriel who's given the fortunate task of foretelling the birth of Jesus and John the Baptist, which this is hidden to tell you. He's telling you about a Garden of Eden, the birth of Jesus, which is just the Christ energy. In biblical form, you have to make it seem like the actual Jesus, but all they're talking about is the resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
I've been telling you many times the Christ
yeah.
energy just means it means you made the decision to go beyond time, 12, earth, become the 13th, and resurrect out of here. John the Baptist was also a Christ energy too.
Right.
And if it is he who blows the trumpet of God, then these verses apply. Now, what's that? Thessalonians 4:16.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this shit. 1 Thessalonians 4:16. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trumpet of God. You get what I'm saying? Now they're talking about
right.
that. All they're just talking about that hour. See, they're also talking about polarity as well.
Right.
The Earth's polarity is in a place where it comes from the Earth, goes through
mm-hmm.
us, and goes to the cosmos. And with that
right.
polarity is why we look towards the cosmos for all our answers. Jesus, Buddha, Oshun, Ogun, all of them is going to hear us. Now, when the Earth polarity changes, what happens
right.
is the energy from the cosmos then is funneled to us. Then that wisdom and that
yeah.
right state, you become in the right state of mind because you're using cosmic energy at this particular
mm-hmm.
at the point of polarity. And supposedly that's how you're supposed to know how to do your shit. So when they're saying the Lord
right.
himself shall descend from the heaven with a shout, they're only talking about star. Phil used to say, used to get light code frequency. We don't get those light code frequency. They're only talking about stars descending on you. The voice of the angel is the trumpet of God. They're only telling you about this event. You get what I'm saying? And what we hear is the trumpet.
Right.
The shit sounds just like the trumpet on Inception.
Yes. Yes.
Just like the trumpet on Inception. And Inception is breaking down third dimension, going through the three levels of the dream. You get what I'm saying? If you don't know by now, I did a breakdown on that. You can go back on Ms. Blue's show, download that, and you can hear the idea. It's the same fucking horn to the point where it's ridiculous. You get what I'm saying? Listen to this. After he blows his horn, the dead in Christ shall rise first. Who are the dead in Christ?
Right.
The niggas sitting around, stomping their feet, talking about Jesus all fucking day. Those are the dead in Christ. You get what I'm saying? Then we which are alive, now they're talking about conscious people, and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds. Tuskegee Airmen, Red Tails, niggas, get it together. We're doing something here. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Get your shit together. We're doing something here. They will meet the Lord in the air, so shall they ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words, and so on and so forth. Now, again, you can go through the Bible and find all of these there, but some of these leftover things apply. You get what I'm saying? At certain times. Now, Etta James, in what you'll find is Gideon is represented in the Book of Kings. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The Book of Judges. Judges.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Book of Judges is the story of the Israelites, which are the chosen people. That is nothing but the Negroes on planet Earth. The whole story of Moses is nothing but osmosis. It is talking about the chosen people leaving Egypt. If you think it's just some slavery story, then it seems like a bad thing. But wait a minute. At the time where some of these books was written, Egypt is where we were. So the chosen people leaving Egypt or Earth is perfect.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And remember, Martin Luther King came with the template of Moses down here.
Right.
40 years ago, as the chosen people were in the desert, then Joshua took over. Joshua is nothing but Yahshua or just another Jesus, because there is no one Jesus. So after osmosis came Jesus. Joshua, he took over the chosen people. All right, Barack represents Joshua to take over where Martin Luther King left off. Because at the end of the day, all your grandmother got that Martin Luther King, that John F. Kennedy, and they will now have Barack up if this earth was continuing on, because it's not what he did. Because if you look at what Martin Luther King did, logically and physically, we wouldn't do that again, and it does not add up. He wouldn't even do that again. Before he died, he said he's trying to he's moving into a burning house. So he even knew better physically, but it was spiritual work. And again, go back last week and you can hear. But he represented that Moses or that osmosis. The 40 years in the desert represent what was happening on earth. The conscious movement represented the manna that was feeding us from heaven, which is nothing but melanin from the pineal gland. And when they even put that mushroom shit in it, well, no, they was eating mushrooms in the desert. No, that's some bullshit. It was the mushroom of the pineal gland, which looks like a mushroom. They was feeding off of that. Knowledge is food. Knowledge is life. So Martin Luther King in this role became that Moses. Barack is also that Joshua, that Jesus figure, a Christ figure.
Right.
Now,
right.
In Judges, where they basically keep judging the Israel people, which is nothing talking about. You can say Mayat and all of that, but you hear duality. They're good, then they're bad. They're good, then they're bad. They're good, then they're bad, which is just nothing but allegory, some of it for a future time. And so when they finally have a victory over the evil Canaanite people, the people that's in the way of them getting to the promised land, and you can represent that as white folk, but it's really, they're the symbol. It's really your old ignorance that you're at war at, your own humanity that you're at war at, on a higher level, but we always symbolize that as a white man. You know, he's fucking with you on a job, fucking with you with rent, fucking with you with a whole bunch of other shit. But one of the victory songs they sing is called The Song of Deborah. That is Etta James. Now, I want you to listen to this. The Song of Deborah, found in Judges 5 from 2 to 31, is a victory hymn sung by Deborah and Barack. Didn't Etta James complain that she didn't get to sing for Barack Obama?
Today,
Barack Obama sang Al Green, Let's Get Together at the Apollo. And that
sure
shit's on my page, and you can Google that shit.
So her
on a spiritual level, has to sing with Barack. Now, there's also, let's be clear on this shit. Now, it goes on with this hymn to talk about another female named Jael. That represented Beyonce, and they both eventually sing to him, and Yahweh ultimately, they blame these two women for the victory. Why would you say Beyonce? Why is she relevant? Because, you know, everybody, you know, I've been the first to say, I don't think she's that special, you know what I'm saying? But niggas was calling her Oshun in the beginning. Because you would not know or not give a fuck what Etta James was today, and you niggas wouldn't be going, Etta James, Etta James, and you wouldn't even know who the fuck she was unless Beyonce didn't play her role. And Beyonce was possessed in that role, as I pointed out before. Yes. Beyonce is the one who said, I want to be Etta James. And somebody didn't say, guess what? You should be Etta James. She was an executive producer.
She
put up some of that cream to do that. Right, put up some of that money to do that. So you have these two women, Jael and Deborah, says, this is not uncommon to read this victory hymn in the Bible. The Song of Deborah stands out as a unique in that hymn that celebrates a military victory helped by two women, Deborah, Jael. You get what I'm saying? Then they say, you know, they go on the further sign that Yahweh ultimately is responsible for the victory. The Canaanite general Sisera will be sold by the Lord in the hands of women. So what you have is this a chunk of this Bible prophecy coming through because this Christian thing is coming through based upon Martin Luther King, Red Tails. Mm-hmm. So, again, this song or this hymn, we can witness this hymn through the song At Last. So if you want to get into the zone with her, that's the one. She's got a lot of nice stuff. When we talk about At Last I Love Come Along, it's all symbolic about where the fuck you going from. Let's Get Together. Let's Get Together. That Barack is singing. They talking, dog. You know what I'm saying? They ain't nothing about the quantum world, all that shit. Brothers and sisters, and we need to come together. It's not going to happen down here. Is going to happen after this shit. So the signs is coming. Again, if all of these niggas was playing, they played with fire when they did this goddamn bullshit. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, they also go into Deborah having this hardship and this hard life, but they showed you through Etta's story, through Beyonce, the hardship of her own life. You get what I'm saying? So all this biblical shit, you know, all this biblical shit is coming through.
You know it is coming through, and really strong. I don't know if you heard about what's going on in London for the 2012 Olympics, because a lot of the biblical stuff is there, even from the architecture sculpture of how it's built and a lot of the names of the streets. All of them are named and they're tied back to biblical things. They have Angel Lane. They have some different names from different Bible prophecies. And they were saying that, you know, whoever did this, like they set it up based on that template. Everything is based off of the mythology and revelations in the Bible. And they have these streets where they're building the Olympics in London. You can Google it.
Mm-hmm.
And it will tell you the names of the streets. All of them come out of that same prophecy. Everything from the design to the structure.
Right. The Olympics is every year is a ritual. See, Atlanta, when they did it, was Atlantis. When they did it in China, broke the information. The same time they did it in China, what they did was they did the third Egypt movie with the in China with the Terracotta Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? So they did a big ritual mm-hmm. in China to raise up the Terracotta Warriors.
Yeah, so
they
sure
did the
is.
Movie to back mm-hmm. it up. But then we went in there like a vulture, contacted Terracotta Warriors, and said, come on, niggas, you know what it really is. And we got the energy,
right.
nothing but the ancestor energy that rose the fuck
yes.
up. So no, we
right.
counteract all that shit. They always do it. Phil did a lecture 4 years ago, just breaking down
right.
the logo they have for the Olympics, switch it
oh,
around,
yeah.
and it was 2012.
I remember that. And Bobby did one, too. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
The Olympics is based upon the Olympians versus the Titans. We're the Titans, and we got
mm-hmm.
defeated in this mythological war. Look, they just did it again in the movie Immortals. You follow
yes.
what I'm saying? That's yes. all in preparation for the 2012 Olympics. So, but nobody
yeah.
knows this. They didn't promote. Yeah, there's a part two to that movie that's already made. Something because the Rise
mm-hmm.
of the Titans. Now, remember I said this was weird that they had
yes.
these niggas fighting and that was the end. Well, here's the antidote
yep.
because that's where the ass whipping is coming. They said got some shit called Rise of the Titans coming, and that shit's coming in a couple of months, not like next year. It's coming in a couple of months.
Right.
So they were both made. Like Khadijah pointed out, she said, look at this Titan shit. I said, oh, there they
yeah.
go. You know what I'm saying? Because they should. So
yeah.
now that you got the Immortals, the Titans, all that shit is the same ritual. They're trying to physically act out this ass whipping that they gave us with this
yeah.
Titan shit. You know what I'm saying? It ain't going to work.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's what we're talking about now. They're trying to put this there and want you to chair a certain way. This shit is about mind
yeah.
control. You know what I'm saying? Remember, and there goes
mind
more
control.
Proof of what I said earlier today. As to if enough people think it, that's what they hope will translate and change the matrix. You get what I'm saying?
That's
if enough
it.
People believe
right.
it. Because they do these things, get you to cheer for certain people, and even though the person may even be black, but you hear but their mentality will for
mm-hmm.
the agenda they're trying to push, you're behind them, and then you're making it real. I said this before when I said, I went to the movies, and I remember, it was a Tom Cruise movie, War of the Worlds, and these
mm-hmm.
monsters clearly had the Egyptian headdress. They stood with three legs. It was a pyramid. It was all that shit. When Tom Cruise won, one lonely nigga in that audience yelled out, "Yes!" I'm like, nigga, you are arguing against yourself. But see, why do they do this in movies? Because if niggas believe, see, all they do is make your old energy the bad guy. You get what I'm saying? If niggas believe, see, that's why I was so dumb when we calling a white man the devil, when that's your energy. So when we going, I'm glad the devil got defeated in every movie, sucker. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's your own energy you're cheering, and it's a mind control to keep your ass locked down. So
yeah.
again, Bobby was one of the first dudes to say, you need to go start cheering for the devil. And that changed the
right.
energy now. You get what I'm saying? That changed the energy.
Yeah.
There was one, and I'm going to tell you how much white people hate niggas, because all that talk, you know, they demonize us in the movies, they do this, they do that. There was only one real, this out-and-out movie where I see niggas just boo a nigga, like just to death. Other things we all cycle. That I'm going to tell you a movie, Total Recall. This nigga Benny. If y'all niggas see Total Recall, that black nigga Benny.
Yes.
When that nigga sold out Arnold Schwarzenegger, niggas in the, I was
yes.
in a movie. Niggas said, "Boo, we hate you, Benny." You know what I'm saying? I was like, "Yo, word is born." I said, Benny grew up in Queens. I remember this nigga from my hood too. I was like, "Yo, I hate
right.
Benny, and he's from my hood." You know what I'm saying? He was from across the street. And I hate Benny to this day. Every time I watch Total Recall, I'm like, look at that fucking sucker. Remember, he played him. I'm a mutant too,
yes,
nigga. Did that wave me
yes.
arm? I'm a mutant too, nigga. I got four kids to feed. Where is born? Just sold the nigga out. Ain't he the one that shot Quato in the stomach? Fucking sucker. And where is born? I've never seen a movie where they just out and out make the, you know, cause, and you'll see in movies, they always try to make a nigga save a nigga. You know what I'm saying? He's
yeah.
super nigga that give his life, because that's even more the idea for you to give your life for a cause that's not even the cause of your oppressor. So that was always the cause. Just a nigga just straight out flip. You know what I'm saying? I was even asking Benny, you don't fucked up civil rights for us Well, you took us back at least 17 years with this bullshit, Benny. You know what I'm saying? I got five kids to feed. You know what I'm saying? Fuck us all up. You know what I'm saying? Jerry Curl ass nigga. So other than that, everything is subtle mind control. Get what I'm saying? They're just constantly bringing your mentality in agreement with what you see on the screen. You get what I'm saying? I've said this before.
Right.
Anybody's, because somebody wrote on my page with brilliant ignorance. Oh, movies, that's just a bit much. I cannot listen to this panic guy. Like, nigga, I only broke down like two movies, but even beyond that, I'm like, that's such manicured stupidity. You know what I'm saying? That's such dressed up stupidity. You know what I'm saying? But how do you know movies are real? Because you never went to a movie. They say, look, we just going to drown kittens and throw babies off the roof. It's just a movie. You know what I'm saying? Niggas ain't standing for that. You get what I'm saying? If you you go see a comedy, why are you laughing? The emotional impact is what matters.
That's right.
And the word ritual itself, its antonym is also stereotype. The word ritual and the word stereotype is the same thing, meaning you're doing some. The ritual is also repetition. Brushing your teeth is a ritual.
Right.
So stereotype is also a ritual. Something your morning breakfast, your morning drive to work, newspaper, whatever
that's
the fuck
it.
It is you do systematically.
Take your bath.
To stereotype
shower.
You right shower to stay to take your ass to. To constantly kill you in a movie, to stereotype you in a movie is a ritual by its very definition. By its definition, if you add that and add that, by its very definition. When they say they're stereotyping black people, and that's another way of saying they're doing rituals in you, by its very definition. And, ladies and gentlemen, that is in my book. You can get that on the ritual page, in the ritual chapter. You'll be able to get this tasty nugget in depth. Now, this stereotype or to constantly see you doing something makes it real. You get what I'm saying?
Makes it real.
You know what I mean?
Because the mind doesn't know the difference. The mind does not know the difference.
Your subconscious mind does not know the difference. And you go in there. You go in there with the lights out in the THX sound. Surround. That's hypnotism.
Yep.
You go in there wanting to believe whatever they show you. They call it suspension of disbelief. Meaning you suspend what you would disbelieve. So Neo can walk up the side of a building and you would walk away and accept that bullshit. You get what I'm saying? Like, niggas can't do that. You get what I'm saying? You see some shit.
Right.
See, but now, how do I know? Because when I got into my chapter about love, and love stories, and why you never see true love stories with you see white people's love stories go to the mythology fantasy level. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
Untamed hearts. Ghost. A nigga comes back from the dead and ghost.
Dead.
You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
Forever young. A nigga's dead for 35 years, wakes up out of his Osiris cat and does that. Sleepless in Seattle. You meet some hole on the Empire State Building, and you come from California. Never happened, nigga. That's magical. You know what I'm saying? What's the one? Lake House with these motherfuckers sending goddamn email fucking letters across time and shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
For two years.
There was another one. The time traveler's wife. This nigga was time traveling for her whole life. Excellent love story. Know what you niggas get? Love Jones. Why did I get married two? You know what I'm saying? Why did I get married one? And then why did I get married two? Like, you ain't answered it in the first one. Love and basketball. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Precious. You know what I mean? You're so behind in this fucking technology. It don't make no fucking sense. Precious. You know what I'm saying? This a whole bunch of ridiculousness. You know what I'm saying? A whole bunch of ridiculousness. You know what I'm saying? I don't even have a lot of that shit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Soul plane. You know what I'm saying? Big Mama's House. 1, 2, and 3. You know what I'm saying? Pootie Tang.
Right.
Fresh.
Pootie Tang.
You know what I'm saying? Baby Boy.
What's the other one? Baby Boy. Baby Boy and
Love Jones. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? See, when you walk away with them black stories, you feel like there's a part two coming. This bitch ain't satisfied. And this nigga still ain't get no job yet. You know what I'm saying? You know, you can feel, when you seen Ghost, you know this bitch was going to live happily ever after. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
See, they tap into the mythological level of the game. You know what I'm saying? Look how low we've come. Lady Sings the Blues is a classic. This is a heroin-ass story. You know what I'm saying? Now, I know it's about our dear sister, but you can do them stories without focusing on it. When I talked to Frankie Claudine.
Remember Claudine?
Yeah, Claudine, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I remember you was sending out that ass whipping that girl got.
Yes.
Claudine gave her a 1963 ass whipping. Now, some of them stories are fun. They are stories, they real, but I wish there was a balance at that shit. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
Let me tell you something. Frankie Lyman is a pan energy. When I was little, I had an obsession with Frankie Lyman, an insane obsession. So my mother had to start feed me some Little Michael Jackson because she was I was weirding her the fuck out. So well, you need to listen to Little Michael Jackson because you and Frankie Lyman, I'm walking around why do fools, you know what I'm saying, with hard shoes and a suit jacket. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So. It does now. Once I started dealing with the pan energy, Frankie Lyman was the first one who came. He said, I got some of his energy. He said he didn't overdose. He took himself out. And he said, and he died in 1968. I was born in 1968. When I watched that movie, he came through and expressed his utter disgust. He said, it's a pure assassination. Frankie Lyman, why do fools fall in love? But he said there was still science. Triple goddess from three women. One was young and happy, Lila Rashawn. One was like the mother, Vivica Fox. It was Halle Berry. Vivica Fox, Lila Rashawn was like the grandmother. That's when he was baking pies. The other one was like the mother, and Halle Berry was like the virgin because that's who he was on tour with, having fun with, so on and so forth. But he said he never threw that dog out the fucking window. That's made up. He said they never focused on the genius of his music in that movie, just his holes in his lawsuit. You know what I'm saying? So these movies reverberate in the spirit world. Again, as we pointed out, Denzel, all the rest of them, Ray, all them niggas is being challenged. You get what I'm saying? We stuck on dumb shit. Idlewild. You know what I'm saying? Idlewild. It's like Paula Patton, one of her first movies, if not the first she was featured in, they set her up to be an angel. They was calling her angel. They set her singing style up. She was rescuing this dumb, skinny mope, Andre 3000, in the movie. And what happened? She gets killed. Same thing in Coolie High.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Same thing in Ricky.
Cornbread,
you know what I'm
early
saying? Yeah, Cornbread Early. Right. They don't kill. They kill Cornbread. You know what I'm saying? They kill Cornbread.
Wait,
the best
Cornbread.
Thing about Cornbread
Wait.
Early Me, though, but Larry Fishburne, he was in that motherfucker, said, no, them motherfuckers did it. Why you scared, Mr. Cole? He's called that dude from the store. Oh, you scared now? Nah, tell him the cops did it. He murdered him. So that was the best thing. That's what made Larry Fishburne. That was his first child movie.
So
and he was like, yo, you killed this motherfucker. So that was like a big deal. But they played that shit in the movie with Cold Cheese. They said, okay, you're going to beef about Cornbread? Yeah. We're going to kill Cold Cheese. And that was it. You know what I'm saying? The secret lives of bees. You know what I'm saying? Dumb shit. To this day, niggas can quote 85% of The Color Purple. Get what I'm saying? 85% of that shit. You know what I'm saying? What's up with that? Huh, booty call? You know, you told Harpo to beat me. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Booty call. You know what I'm saying? Next day air. You know what I'm saying? When will it stop? When will this shit end? You know what I'm saying? When will this shit end?
Top it off, they bust the help.
The help. You know what I'm saying? And, see, but it's by design. This is I got like three sections on my book on just movies. With the help, that one, you got to look at that character. That one black lady in the help plays one of the toughest black women I've seen on TV. She's always the mayor. Yeah. She always walks in the room and says, what the fuck did you just say? Straighten up.
Thank you.
Just sit up straight when she walks in. Now that is in a maid uniform, I just want to use your toilet. You know what I'm saying? That's all.
That's all.
You know what I'm saying? I'm sitting there like, damn, bitch, you had it. You had it. You know what I'm saying? I thought that bitch was Osiris coming back at one point. You get what I'm saying? And then she just failed. You know what I'm saying? Just flopped. So these movies ain't no game. You know what I'm saying? This is the shit that they doing. You get what I'm saying? You look at their love story, shit. Woo! Well, you actually cry sometimes. On some of them shits.
Yeah.
Cry.
Yeah.
Oh, goddamn, I can't believe they left this motherfucker in a spaceship. Goddamn it. Why can't we live in a spaceship? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Love and Basketball came close. But in the end, they always offer you a healthy slice of reality, which was he couldn't play basketball no more. You get what I'm saying?
That's right.
In the movie Blade, when it started out to be one of the most badass motherfuckers, he had that dark-skinned chick. I can't remember. They was doing it, helping each other, working as a team. Blade 2, they said, we need to straighten this out. Blade 2, they said, we need to straighten this shit out. And they had that white skin. Oh, Fulani. You know, name was Fulani or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Straight up white chick.
Yeah.
Blade fucking walking out in the sun with her. Oh. Didn't even mention nothing about the other original black chick. You get what I'm saying? Who was dark-skinned and bad.
She died. Yeah, she actually, one of them died on the set. She got killed in the movie Blade.
In real life?
I can't think of the thing. Yes, in real life.
And Bouge, right? She's still alive. That was the one who played the opposite. That was the dark-skinned one. Here's another ritual. This is also in my book, Sana Lathan. She played in Out of Time, where she flipped on Denzel. Mm-hmm. She double-crossed Denzel. Mm-hmm. In Blade, she double-crossed... She double-crossed Blade, Wesley, all the leading men. And there was, it's in my book, there's two more movies where she was with black men and double-crossed them. All that led up to that movie, Something New, with the white boy.
That was the last movie. That was the last big one.
She's still with a white man. She was on Nip and Tuck. And Larry Hagman was on this, and that's JR. Major Nelson from I Dream of Jeannie. He was getting a ball transplant, and she's in there trying to rescue this white man's balls, and I want to be in the room. I want his balls to be pristine. Make his balls right, because I'm the one licking them. You get what I'm saying? So I'm like, damn. And this was right after Something New. All ritual. When you watch it, it reads like a story. If you know how to decode and could connect these, but here's the good thing. I did it all for you in my book, which is coming. I got a whole 3 sections, and I'm not going to reveal what template that they're using in Hollywood, because that's going to be a world premiere. The template that they're using, which is still in effect, and once y'all know that, it's over. You get what I'm saying? It's over. So, yeah, let's not play with these movies. So you don't get George Lucas doing Red Tails. Yeah. You get what I'm saying?
Just for giggles.
Just the shits and giggles, because he somehow was inspired by the motherfucking Tuskegee Airmen. And he already laid down the ritual. He laid that. See, this is what George Lucas said. And he said this. Listen closely. He said, George Lucas, you can find this right now. I put it on my page. He said, I did a big budget movie with African Americans and all African Americans. He said, $58 million is what I paid. Then he said, I think I fucked African Americans up, because now if these people do not come to support this movie, there's nobody who's going to ever do a big budget movie for black people again. I think I should be apologizing. I said that was the ritual.
That was the ritual. Yeah.
He didn't think he doing something to fuck us up.
No.
But the shit is backfiring. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So they are always on their grind. They are all, see, when you building up, see, at the end of the day, because he said the studio's going, we don't know how to sell this. There's no audience for this. As ignorant as Tyler Perry is, niggas is coming out for that. So if they say niggas is coming out, maybe you could get a Spike Lee or somebody to slip in there, or some fucking body to slip in there, to slip in some form of intelligence. You get what I'm saying? While it's out, if nobody shows up, you got to know the history of the movies, too. In the 70s, it was all black. And then to remedy that, in the 80s, what they started figuring out was you could put a black man in a white movie and the same black people will come out. So then if you notice in the 80s, it was first Richard Pryor movies. And then it was Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy was the only star in the 80s. Only star. The nigga who remedied that shit was Spike Lee. Spike Lee and Robert Townsend. And even the Hutland brothers with all of that house party shit. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And even under Spike Lee was, what's the boy, the dude who did Juice, which you looked at him as under Spike Lee. So it wasn't, he didn't come out as a separate entity. And Robert Townsend, they started having ensemble black cast movies. And even Keenan Ivory Wayans was seen as coming out under Robert Townsend. So I'm going to get you, sucker, first ensemble. Then Eddie Murphy jumped on the bandwagon. For Eddie Murphy, the big leap was out. Well, he did black ensemble movies. And he himself said those were Coming to America, and he directed Harlem Nights. Well, all black cast.
Yes.
People shit on that. It didn't make any money. Remember, he's Beverly Hills Cop, 48 Hours. Eddie Murphy himself said, because people say, oh, Eddie Murphy fell off. He was a one-time thing. It's over. Eddie Murphy came out and said, nah, I just only made two bad movies, and I got a little fat. I'm a slim down. And then the next thing he did was another 48 Hours, going back to his sidekick features. But as we know, as black folks, those two movies are the most classic movies in Eddie Murphy's history. You know what I'm saying? Coming to America, Harlem Nights. Then when it started getting big again with Robert Townsend in them, the next ensemble black movie he did was Boomerang. And all of those guys were from somewhere. David Alan Greer, Living Color, Robert Townsend in them. Keenan in them. Holly Berry, she did that one movie with one slip-by director, and she was able to do that movie because there was a renaissance with Spike Lee and the rest of these dudes coming up. So yada, 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 going on and on. We just got back into the game again. You get what I'm saying? For the whole 80s, we was damn near out the game. You get what I'm saying? You have to see Grease Lightning, you know what I'm saying, or Beverly Hills Cop 3 or some shit like that just to get that off. So it's happening now. So it ain't really been that far. It ain't really nothing. And this is all by design because the biggest powerful, the biggest entity of mind control in here has always been Hollywood.
Hollywood. Yes. And you know what else? They have the movie coming out about the Lovings, Mildred and Richard Lovings, which is the first couple like 40 years ago that got married. She was black and he was white. And you'll notice on Yahoo, they've been really posting their picture, and they show them. They said this is the Lovings on their front porch in King and Queen County. They were in Virginia in 1965, and they show the picture of the white man and also her, the sister, standing side by side. They were the case that won the court case that it was legal for blacks and whites to get married, to have interracial marriages. Their movie is coming out, and that's going to be a big windfall to really just keep that ritual energy going on.
Yeah, you know, they do that. They've been trying to get in the family forever. You know, it's just more of that.
Yeah.
Remember, if they subconsciously do it, then it's just as good as doing it. You get what I'm saying?
That's right.
That's what we need to understand here. If they are subconsciously doing, they're talking things, words like king. Just even seeing them two on the porch together represents the
throne.
Right. That's how they talk to you. They don't give a fuck about quality. See, we distracted because, like, and I'll put up videos just to see, you know, some white girl doing nigga.
Right.
You know, and they were like, oh, this bitch needs to die. And I'm like, that's all distracted. That's just the ignorant part. Scientists, you know what I'm saying, you need to get where they're, you need to start outing what they do to the subconscious mind. Once you out that, that's when you really attacking them. Some little ignorant, you know, hard up white girl putting peanut butter on her face, saying thanks to,
that
you
ain't
know,
nothing.
That ain't nothing. Yeah. That's cute. You know what I'm saying? That just shows their insanity.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That
and
just shows their insanity. You know, people who teach. Like, there was a video I put up just to see where our heads is at, because I like to see who I'm talking to. And, you know, you mm-hmm. had a dude say, look, black leaders have, white boy, black leaders have failed. You know what I'm saying? The black team. He went on to tell, because you're doing this, you know, basically rap music. And like, come on, this
right.
can one little funky little
yeah.
anybody, white or black, change mm-hmm. your mind? You know what I'm saying? I just can't watch yeah. this. I'm like, why not? You know what I'm saying? It's better than that bullshit
right.
you, you know, Desperate Housewives and all the rest of that shit that you watch in any goddamn
right.
way. So, you know, it, you know, like I said, you, and I get it. Some people just ain't into it. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, gauging
yeah.
the reactions,
yeah.
I'm like, no, we need to, this shit, you should know who you are to the level where nobody can say nothing. So that outward stuff, that's why all that shit, all that racism and all that shit, that's why it's on YouTube. That's to keep you occupied
right.
on the surface.
Mm-hmm.
Underneath is where they got you. You get what I'm saying? Like I said,
right.
What is even worse? Is you gotta understand cartoons, Tom and Jerry. They brought out Tom
oh.
and Jerry, that's government shit. Because what it does, all that violence, and they play the violence mm-hmm. to opera music. To opera music.
Yes.
Opera music opens
it's
up the chakras
state.
And they programming you with this cat and mouse, which are natural adversaries hitting each other over the head with fucking socks and chalk, dropping anvils on each other, you know what I'm saying? Fucking
right.
up.
Right.
The coyote falling off cliffs and getting
yes.
fucking an acne amble. What it does is it desensitizes you to the next man's plight. For instance,
right.
without all those cartoons, and imagine if YouTube came out where you see 1,000 niggas on skateboards getting fucked up.
Right.
Remix
yeah.
version of that shit. You know what I'm saying? Listen closely. Listen closely. That Antoine nigga, hide your kids, hide your wife. That shit got 92
yes.
million hits. That's more
yes.
than Thriller. That's more than Thriller.
Yes.
But listen closely. We forget, see, in our laughter, in our disconnect,
mm-hmm.
we forgot. He's telling a story about a man crawling
sure
in his window and try to rape his sister.
It's his sister.
Get it?
That's right.
Get it. We forget
that's
all
right.
about that when we got Halloween costumes for this motherfucker. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
That's mind control
right.
101. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Get you desensitized to the real plight. Get you disconnected.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're not talking about saving Antoine and saving Russ, but you still need to understand the concept. You get what I'm saying? I don't walk around trying to hold hands and plant flowers, but I understand the concept. You get what I'm saying? And I understand that people who are here to do that. But the world in general is now disconnected.
Mm-hmm.
Shit is funny now.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Everything.
So that's what you're supposed to be fighting. That's what you're supposed to be reviewing within yourself. Just because some white girl,
yeah.
some white boy say, hey, nigger, then, you know, you got, well, the nigger is the
right.
naga. You know what I'm saying? The nigger is the naga, the ancient man. Fuck that. Fuck you telling him for? You know what I'm saying? He's just one other fucking monkey. You know what I'm saying? You know, he's
right.
just one other
right.
fucking monkey. You know what I'm saying? If my cat shits on the rug, the best I can do is clean it up and put him downstairs. I'm not sitting him down and say, look, let me explain this to you, cat. You know, the rug is a sacred place called the Naga. You
right,
know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Them niggas fuck up statues. You know what I'm saying? I put out libations.
Right.
My cats drink that shit. Not just water,
right.
liquor. You know what I'm saying? I got
right,
pictures of my
right.
cat drinking Jimi Hendrix liquor. You get what I'm saying? Fuck
yeah.
I'm going to do? Explain to them niggas. You know what I'm saying? This is a sacred ancestor's liquor, nigga. I'm like, shit, they must be drinking it through. So, in other words, explain it to this fucking ignorant human. You know,
yes.
what the Naga means, or even trying to, you know, it's funny. Especially, see, your self-esteem is supposed to have been further along. You get what I'm saying? Further along
right.
than
right.
this. So we got to know, this shit is really about mind fortification. Knowing what it is you
right.
are, and you can only do that with a journey of self. If things on the outside distract you, you know, I mean, of course, if somebody shoots you or stabs you, you ain't going to be going, I'm on the inside of myself.
Right.
You know, that shit's going to hurt.
Right.
But we're talking about for the most part. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm assuming that you have the intelligence to understand what I'm talking about. When I say if outside distractions bother you so
right.
simply, then something on the outside of you, something in your attention is still focused on the outside when this entire journey is the journey going within. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
If this is a journey that's going within, like nobody can shake your game. Especially not something skinny,
right.
as saying niggas ain't got their shit together. Really, he's right, because if we had our shit together on earth, that means we ain't got our shit together spiritually. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So the worse it gets on earth, that means that's the that's the greater we are in our rise. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So we in a good way if you decide to look at what you're doing. You get what I'm saying? If you if your attention's on the world, you're gonna see the chaos and havoc that this world was meant to be. You get what I'm saying? Especially in this time.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Especially in this time.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to go to question and answers because we did an hour. But first, before we go there, I want to give an update on the Atlanta lectures. Listen, people, get it right now. You know what I'm saying? Y'all been slipping a little taste. You know what I'm saying? The Atlanta lectures. I've been talking about doing a lecture since October, Halloween. It is now coming into fruition. We, the first lecturer we will have will be Dr. Aline Bay. That is confirmed. That's confirmed. What we are doing, the tickets will be $30 for the lecture, which is a hell of a deal. And we are taking advanced tickets. So you can just come and sit your ass in a seat and get to learn on. So we're doing that through PayPal, of course. So this is what I want you to do. You're not buying any tickets yet. I will send you invoices. But you need to make your decision. They're going to be in the Atlanta area. It's going to be March. So far, we're in for March 18th, just the Sunday. Last Friday, I said I was thinking about doing 2 days. But for the second lecture, I'll do 2 days because I want to see how smooth this goes. I want to see if all of you remixers who go, oh, Patty, put me down for Atlanta lectures. If you show your ass up to learn something, you get what I'm saying? And so what you need to do is email me, atlantalectures@hotmail.com. Just let me know I want one or two. By next week, I'll have the official flyer with all the information you need about the location, Dr. Aline's subject, if, you know, open and speak, anything you want to know, I'll have the official flyer. But there's a certain amount of space, so I want to give this opportunity to the remixers first. So if y'all pay, y'all instantly get in, and anybody who comes at the door will suffer if it's too packed, but the remix fam is in first, the remixers and the remix X. So what I need you to do, because on Panic Pack, you guys have emailed me 178 people. So I replied to everybody on Panic Pack and told them to start corresponding with me on atlantalectures@hotmail.com. So that's what I need you to do. If you're down, you need to get in now, because after a while we're going to stop taking tickets and save some for the door. So we're still in organization state, but we know it's going down the 18th. I already talked to Wayne Chandler, and Wayne Chandler is down for April. So you guys want to get in, get on this. If you're in the area, you're in South Carolina, North Carolina, get your asses down there now. So email me over there. And, of course, before we get into question and answers, ain't nothing changed, niggas. Get you a herb pack. Ain't nothing changed, nigga. Ain't nothing changed. Email me, panicpack@hotmail.com, and I'll send you the list of what I got and all this. Now, I did a couple of other shows, and people do not know what the Panic Pack is. And I've talked about it for 2 years. So I want to say in this show, so the people were asking me what it is, I'll be able to link them and say this. It is what you need to do first before you get one is listen to 2 years of shit that I've said about it over here. They said, well, could you call me up for a consultation? I'm like, oh, y'all really ain't heard me before. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, you want to, if anybody who does not know what it is, please email me, panicpack, PANICPACK, at Hotmail, and allow me to send you free show links, not just for the Panic Pack, just to inform your ass. You get what I'm saying? There's close to about 25 to 30 links of old shows that you can go through, live in the remix with your host, Miss Blue. And it's plenty of information, plenty of subject matter. And while this is going on, I explain in detail what an herb pack is. You get a nice sack, and it's no drugs. You can put everything on your food. Everyone who's had it has had a successful experience. There are many different experiences. Yeah. This is medicine to decalcify your pineal. That's what it is. You don't have a drug experience. It starts to work with you in whatever you're doing. So email me, panicpack@hotmail.com for that. I have the dream pack. It's the same as the herb pack, but it's a little bit more herbs that help you with lucid dreaming, help you with astral travel. It's more geared specific towards that. I have plenty of meditation CDs. I have meditation CDs of deities that have come through 2011, 2010 that we have dealt with in lecture. I have CDs to help you make contact with them. We have spiritual baths, belladonna. There's a book out of print that I've been selling, Psychomancy, The Secret to Psychic Power Control. If you want to develop your psychic abilities, then you need to get this book. So there's plenty of shit here to do. Also, I need to say this. People have been asking me, because I mentioned that Khadija does therapeutic massage. She will be at the lecture doing these mini massages. She'll have a chair along with Hannah, one of the Remix own. Two of them will be doing massages there. But people have been asking me, so if you're interested, you're in the Atlanta area, and you need this therapeutic massage, spiritual massage, all of that chakra shit, just email me. I'll send you to her, and y'all work out. I think she charges a good price. But if you're there, a couple of people already asked, and she's doing that already. So people have been asking me sporadically, so here's the announcement. Therapeutic massage, chakra. I'm not sure if she does Reiki, but crystal work, anything, and believe you me, dog, I got it good, dog. Anything, little thing hurts. All I do is start whining. Shit. What's wrong, Panic? My back. Pull out that table, dog. And, woo, Lord, I can run around this motherfucker. I got legs again. I felt like the Tin Man in the Wiz. Oh, slide some oil to me. Let it trickle down my spine. If you ain't got STP, Crisco will do just fine. Y'all niggas don't know about that kind of shit right there. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So if y'all want to get here, y'all need Khadija to slide some oil to you. Y'all niggas better call, email her. And I'm going to tell you this right now. Don't think you're going to be just calling, hey, how you doing? I need a massage. Yes, you go in the man's list. So Brother Panic is coming, you know what I'm saying, to that session. You get what I'm saying? We're just walking up to your house. Hey, set up your table, Khadija. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't going down like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, our basement is not finished, and some people go in there and they're sensitive to that shit, so we don't want to bring people in and they're sensitive. You know what I mean? So right now, like, it'll be your house session until we get our basement finished, and you niggas gonna have to buy a heap of herb packs for all of that. But if you're interested, you're in the area, you know what I'm saying? Tell her to slide some oil to you. You know what I'm saying? I got feet again. niggas don't know. Anyway, just email me and I'll forward your email if you're interested. Somebody already did, a few people already did, and they were just inquiring. Mm-hmm. So that's something. So now that we got all the promotions out the way, remember, again, do it now, get in it now, because late March, I'm just not going to be taking orders. So if you want to get in now. You get what I'm saying? Even if you're saying, well, right, I can't pay this week, I can pay next week, I still will save that spot for you. But I can't save it but for so long. You get what I'm saying? So you need to get in now. You know, $30, again, I pointed out I was going to do 2 days, but now I'm going to do the 1 day in April after we see how it goes. Then I'm probably going to do the 2 days to get together the libation with Brother Wayne and so on and so forth. But again, Dr. Nice. Aleem's coming. You'll get an official flyer soon with his subject matter. If you've never seen Dr. Aleem do a live lecture, it's a whole different thing from what you're hearing on radio and YouTube. It's present to be there. Not to mention, a whole bunch of Remix fam is going to be there. So it's basically also, you're going to meet a lot of these chat room niggas, you know, Rich's Manifesto and Queen Mother of Nine and all the rest of, you know, Esther says she's coming. So all of your chat buddies will be there as well. And again, so, you know, it'll be a fun thing. You get what I'm saying? So, you know, it's not that much. If you're in the area, bring your ass on down. It's going to be some fun. And email AtlantaLectures with an S at hotmail.com to start getting your ticket orders. Like maybe mid-next week is when I'm going to start taking – I'm going to open up the PayPal so you can make the payments. And, again, on the payments, you're going to have to, in the notes area in PayPal, tell me everything. My name is such and such. I'm buying two tickets. So when you get to the door, I get to go, oh, hey, such and such. Oh, two tickets. Here you go. You and you go smooth in. Don't tell me. Well, I'm on pay for my ticket. LLMyHotLot.111@gmail.com. That's who I am. We can find it that way, but it ain't going to be smooth. You get what I'm saying? It ain't going to be smooth. So you want to be thorough in this, and I'll give you those instructions when you email AtlantaLectures@hotmail.com. And I'm saying this so thoroughly because people have already been fucking up emailing Panic Pack still about this. And so we need to do that there. And Panic Pack is done like it's always been done. All right. Promotion out the way. Let's get the Q&A. I'm ready if you ready.
I am ready. We are live in the remix, you guys. Of course, with Brother Panic, we're going to be doing Chat and Chill as well. Don't forget to reach out to Brother Panic. You know how to reach him, panicpack@hotmail.com. If you're on the phone line, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone line so that we know that you have a question, and we definitely will go to the phone line. So we're going to go to the first caller calling in from area code 757. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yeah, this is Mike. Hello?
Yes, greetings.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes,
we can.
Okay, yeah, this is Mike. I'm calling from VA.
What up, Mike?
Yeah, what's up, Panic? What's going on, Ms. Blue?
Greetings.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, Panic, I was feeling you on the movies. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? Because I was talking to my cousin one time, and we had all just seen that Jump in the Broom movie.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so, like, before I went into it, I was telling her, like, I was, like, at first I was pissed because I was, like, you know, I was thinking, like, you know, like, they have Inception, and, like, we're doing Jump
right.
in the Broom.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. I'll do you one better. Brother Phil Valentine had to make an announcement to conscious people. He said, look, if y'all want me to preside over your wedding, he said, let me tell you about this Jump in the Broom shit. That's a slave tradition. We ain't do that shit. So even just to have a movie called Jump in the Fucking Broom, because we've seen Kizzy and Toby do that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? It's
yeah.
like, you know what I mean? It's all that mind control. It's, you're still a slave, but you don't know you're doing a slave. You're just an updated slave. You know what I'm saying? You know, with shit like
right.
that, you know. Yeah, but right, and that's what you said that night. Like, damn, they got Inception, The Matrix, you know what I'm saying? Just anything, like, all their shit is just something besides what the fuck we got. You know what I'm saying? You
right.
know, it's ridiculous. You know, Stargate, you know what I'm saying? Even Starship Troopers, Timeline, The Cell, The Illusionist, Revolver, you know what I'm saying? The Last Mimsy. A child movie, you get what I'm saying? The Hellboys, the Scientific, Pirates of the Caribbean. See, but that's exact the prestige. That's exactly what George Lucas was talking about. See, they saying, well, they're not necessarily nobody's necessarily saying black people want to get into this level of movie making or even sci-fi. Because I've seen low budget sci-fi that probably just costs just as much as Jungle Fever. That we're not even doing those stories. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, because there's so – Bobby is the king of B-movies, and he'll send me a stack of shit you just never heard. Like I'll read all the shit he sent me, you know what I'm saying? He sent me about 43 Merlins, you know what I'm saying? Just weird shit. I'm looking through my movies to see some of the shit because I always put Witch Hunter. That's when he sent me. Real deep. Movie called Witchcraft. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, what's this shit? He sent me a whole movie about a Ouija board one time. So he'll watch all of that, and the idea here is these are like, and they're really cheap movies. He sent me a movie called Attack of the Griffin or the Griffin or some shit. And I'm like, well, how is it? He said, well, the monster looked a little bit weak. And then when I got, it looked like a nigga running around in a rubber suit, a rubber dragon suit. But it still has science in it. So in other words, it's not even big budget. It's just the mentality of Negroes. Now, to really get into the big budget, let's say something like Hellboy level, black people are cut out of that, and that's true. They're saying there's no audience for black people from that, even, and which is a lie because we watch all of that shit when they do it. You get what I'm saying? We watch all of that shit when they do it. All that Matrix, all of that wild shit when they do it. But the Hollywood is, well, black people don't go to that. So there's no audience for that. So even if we were working our way some way to this level of the game, what George Lucas said, when they do a breakthrough big budget movie, everybody in Hollywood looks and sees black people show up for it. And today, while I'm getting my hair cut, there was four little teenagers in the room, and their father was getting a haircut. He said, his barber said, you going to the movies tonight with them? He said, yeah, but ain't nothing out. They ain't feeling Red Tails. I was like, what? I'm not even that nigga, but if them niggas wanted to continue to use their cell phone in my house, we going to see Red Tails. You get what I'm saying? Not for me, because I don't really even care if it wasn't nothing spiritual, you know, now that we know something spiritual about it. I looked at it, I said, okay, another one. But for four kids, they ain't shit. You don't have the option. That's a part of that YouTube shit. Well, that's where I was going with that. But that Tom and Jerry shit, it eventually came to YouTube. You get what I'm saying? So that's a part of that YouTube. They're not interested unless a bucket fall on somebody's head. You get what I'm saying? Now, something happened. They ain't interested in that shit no more. That's by design. So him doing that big budget movie out of his own mouth said, George Lucas said, I think I fucked it up for African Americans. He said, if they don't show up for this, then they ain't coming. You get what I'm saying? They ain't no more of this. But still, it's not even about big budget. Because I've seen some of the worst fuck grade C movies still with science. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, you're all right on that, bruh. We get shit like Jumping the Broom. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Tyler Perry. You know what I'm saying? Why should black girl be mad? You know what I'm saying? Diary of a Bad Black Woman and all the shit. And it's,
yeah,
and
man.
See, it's the, and what's even worse, using the same actors over and over because you start to believe that shit. It becomes a reality. You get what I'm saying? So now when I see some of the motherfuckers in Tyler Perry movies, I see them as who they are. Ms. Blue pointed out before that when Danny Glover did The Color Purple, women were coming up to him smacking the shit out of him on the street. You get what I'm saying?
Yes, they were. Yep.
Smacking shit because we see that shit as real. So it's always a, you know, women are Bruce the Place. You know what I'm saying? Dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? It's dumb shit.
Right.
And the book I'm doing, I took every single black actor and linked them to a movie of exploitation that kicked off their career. It was simple. They feminizing them, either wearing a dress, kissing another man, or showing their ass. Or even fucking and showing their ass, because you got to remember the slave master used to sit and watch you fuck your lady just to suck up the energy in the room. That's the same thing you have on screen being played the fuck out. Feminized, and I went, and to my surprise, I did a little thing on it and picked the 10 top, but as I went through every single actor, this shit is like 170 something pages. And I cut that shit down. I had to take a lot of B movie actors out, but every single black, I can count on my hands, and only because I may have not seen the movie. One nigga that really got away with his chinny chin chin was Kadeem Hardison. He kind of cooned out in White Man Can't Jump, but that was the best I had him on. Every motherfucking body showed their ass. Wore a dress, got shot in the ass, something. It took a year just to do this research. Really, truthfully, in my book, what I did with just those three chapters, and they are long enough, it could be a book alone. It was going to be a book alone. But I got, you know, but I was doing this while more deep I got in the study, I realized people just don't want to hear just that from me. You get what I'm saying? So it's deep in mind control, and I prove throughout. He was in this movie. He did. The research was off the hook. Lawrence Fishburne, this, he showed his ass in that School Days movie. He did two rapes. He raped Tina Turner, and he raped, see, because it's about also making you an animal on the screen. And he was in Death Wish 2. Wesley Snipes famously wore a dress in To Wong Fu with Love. But you don't have to stop there. What was more damaging was that fucking soliloquy, that fucking shit he said in Stella Got a Groove, not Stella Got a Groove, the other one, when she was kicking a man out for leaving with the white woman. Forest Whitaker directed it. When he's talking to Angela Bassett, and he's telling her all this wonderful things about his wife, you go around the corner and it's a white woman. She's there. She's my heart. She's my sunshine. She's the best thing going. It's a white woman. Waiting to exhale. Yeah, Khadijah yelled that shit down. Waiting to exhale. The dude, Mario Van Peebles, I got him on something, but I do remember he was in a movie with Clint Eastwood where he was going, he's just real exploitive. I'm the Ayatollah of rock and roll. He did it, and he was really exploitive, like really cooning, because it was still in the coon era, and you know he got an open for Clint Eastwood. And I can't remember, it's in the book, but it was a Clint Eastwood movie. In the movie, he did a movie called something else where he was doing this thing with Jewish relations, because I think his mother's Jewish, went overboard kissing these white people's ass in the movie. Now, he may have had a great message or whatever message, but him doing it on film, ritualized, still was serving his slave master. You get what I'm saying? Martin always wearing the dress. You know, Martin wearing the dress. You name him. Ving Rhames showed his ass in Baby Boy, got fucked. Fiction got famous. Michael Clark Duncan, if it wasn't enough for him to play that big dumb nigga John Coffey, he still wore a dress in that movie with Billy Bob Thornton. It was a comedy movie. I have it all listed. Still wore a dress afterwards. You know what I'm saying? Ving Rhames wore a dress in that movie Robert Townsend directed. When Robert Townsend started falling off, he directed that movie, because it seems these directors know if you do that same shit to a black man, they get on. He played gay in that movie with Adam Sandler in them, showed his ass, was in the shower shaking his ass. What's your man, big man, who was in Roll Bounce, the father, real dignified, off the hook. He was in Hoodlum, he was the brother. He did a movie called Let's Go to Prison, where he was trying to fuck the white boy all through the movie. Shit was funny as hell, but they caught him on that. You name the nigga. Wayne and Brothers, you ain't even got to explain that goddamn shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, you ain't got to explain that shit. What's my man? Black Dynamite, Michael, whatever his name, big man, who played Michael, I'll tell you his name right now. You know, my man, Black Dynamite. Know the Karate. I'm going to find him. Michael Jai White. Played in all the movies where he's fucking them white girls and showed his ass in that Trios, a Trellis movie. But he's fucking all the white girls in the Jerry Springer movies. Eddie Murphy stayed in a dress doing, you know what I'm saying? All them niggas on Saturday Night Live, every one of them put on a dress. Keenan and Kel, the fat dude Kel, dress. You know what I'm saying? Garrett Morgan, dress. You name them. The movie The Wood, we had three niggas, Richard T., what's his name? Richard T. Jones, Tay Diggs, and what's the boy? The other one, Omar Epps, all showed their asses in that movie. I mean, you can go on and on. Everyone did it. But see, what makes it even more than obviously fucked up is I break down the actual ritual that they're doing, and that's what's going to connect it and make you go, oh. Now I see why they're doing it. More than just making you a bitch. Oh, and also Mario Van Peebles showed his ass in the movie Posse. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can go on and on and on. And believe you me, I do when I really was dealing with this. And you'll see. It's more, when I show you the ritual they're doing, all this shit becomes really interesting. really interesting. That this blatant mind control that they've been pulling on our ass. Like I said, I thought every Don Cheadle, basically, Boogie Nights, when Don Cheadle was going through his looks, one of them looks he put on a dress. And then remember, he was married the white girl. And so you got to remember, the white people have to come off as the prize, the shame block. So getting them pregnant, getting with them, getting their interest is like considered a big thing. So he's rubbing her stomach. Oh, that's my little kung fu fighter in there. Remember all of that shit? And when he wore a dress and they always start off as thugs. Don Cheadle was Rocket in the most exploitive movie, one of the top 10, the movie Colors. Don Cheadle played Rocket, murdering niggas. The other dude, what's the dude who was in the movie Fresh, dark skinned dude. He came up for a minute, but then not the movie Fresh, the movie what's that movie where he was saving his kid and his kid was going Deuce. And it was an excellent movie about he came back out of jail, saved his kid. It's a funny movie. It's a classic. I have it up here. I have so many fucking movies. But the black dude, he played Hot in Colors. He was fighting with Sean Penn. Sean Penn was wearing this nigga out, put his face on the grill, just played this nigga. You know what I'm saying? Huh?
You talking about that movie South Central?
South Central. Yeah, South Central was the excellent breakthrough. Nigga came back, saved his son, all that. They got his ass later. That nigga was doing that Fruity Duty, Fruity Tootie dance in that other movie. What was that other Vanessa? I can't remember them name. He was doing ballerina. He was doing a ballerina. They got his ass. Well, first he was in Colors, the one giver. He was a gangbanger named High Top selling, you know, the typical bullshit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Long socks and shit and color blue. You know what I'm saying? Throwing gang signs. And then they did that movie. This movie is that movie where that girl who used to be on Saved by the Bell was a stripper, and she was doing all this. She was ridiculous for that. She did all that nudity, and it's one of those movies, like the top 10 worst movies that you must get. I can't remember the name of that movie. But she was a stripper in it. But, huh?
Showgirls.
Right. He's in Showgirls. He's like, I got new routines. This nigga was shaking, shimmying his fucking shoulders and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? So when I forced to put attention on it, I was like, damn. Now, see, you could say, well, it's a movie that was playing a role. But see, I break down how the subconscious mind works. And one of the examples I give, like, is let's say you knew Barack Obama in the 70s. And one time you seen this nigga in your college dorm wearing a dress. I don't give a fuck if that nigga saves the world. Every time you tell a story, you would say, but that nigga had on a dress that time. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
He had on a dress. Right. Because you see that as the real world, and it will never leave your mind. Yeah. I don't give a fuck if he said every kid in Africa brung us back. We all had our own tree with our own melons. And you know what I'm saying? And the white man was off this planet. You know, as most niggas think that's what's supposed to happen. And you would still say, but that nigga had a dress on, though. You know what I'm saying? With a pair of flip-flops, jellies. So it doesn't leave your mind. So in the movies, we're trained to say, well, it's just a movie. He's acting. But the subconscious mind doesn't see it that way. That's why they can make Wesley Snipes Blade, because they had this nigga running around with makeup on calling himself Noxzema. You get what I'm saying? So it may tap in, but see, if they will be scared that Blade taps into that archetype. That nigga was Osiris, the Daywalker. But the subconscious is telling you, but that nigga had on a dress. He's still Noxzema, the night hole. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So the same thing you would say, you could see Obama, let's pretend as this Osiris, let's pretend that, and you would still say, but I've seen him in a dress. It's the same type of thing going on in the movie. So in any movie, they have to do that. So usually you'll see them wear a dress or whatever, then they go to the next level. You know what I'm saying? Ving Rhames was in a few good movies with Jerry Curls before we knew who he was. He was in People Under the Stairs, classic black movie. When he was in Pulp Fiction, I'm going to tell you how devious, and I go into my book, how devious Quentin Tarantino's at. You think he's just doing them hunky-dory kick-ass movies? That nigga is devious because of the archetype energy he sets up. Word is born, he didn't even show Ving Rhames' face, and Ving Rhames represented the word. They showed the back of that nigga's fucking black head, and he was like, do that, do this, You heard that, my nigga? This, that, the other. Now, here's the difference. Even if you see, this is what made Ving Rhames more powerful and tapped into that archetype of who you really are more than any other movie. Because even if you've seen Bad Boys, Martin and Will Smith, shirtless, running around, kicking it, jumping through windows, racing cars, smacking motherfuckers around, at the end of the day, they still police and they still bound by rules. Now,
right.
When you have this nigga, and I don't want to give away too much of what's in my book, but I'll say, yeah, because this ties into what's in my book. Ving Rhames didn't have any rules. He was bound by nothing. So he represents the freest nigga in the concept of what's going on the planet. So when you get this more than Will Smith and anything, when you got hillbillies fucking this free nigga, you just seen a slave ritual. You just seen him go back into slavery. The buck. You get what I'm saying? And this
right.
is by design. This ain't by... This ain't cause
right.
that was a hot twist on a movie plot. That shit is by design. You just witnessed this nigga get fucked. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just as if you witnessed
right.
it anyplace else. I went to see Malcolm X. There was ladies who lived through that shit in the movie theater crying. Oh, no, they doing it again. Because
mm-hmm.
it cast into that archetype. So without sticking on this goddamn subject all night, the you know, we need to understand how powerful those movies are on the mind control. Right now, and I was saying it even last week, but I think what I'm hearing even from myself is right now, more than any, we need to start being able to decode. Because I did tell you this before, Oscar Micheaux, if you don't know who
he
is, he was a Spike Lee of the 1900s, very conscious, and I made contact with him. He said, all that shit niggas is complaining about, chemtrails, bad meat, extra good meat,
okay.
juicing with pulp now, juicing with pulp spirulina, juicing with pulp spirulina and vitamin C now. He said, all that shit don't mean nothing. He said, the only thing, all that chemtrails and they're doing this and inoculations and they're sending mind control through the TV and they're shooting ray guns at us in space. He said, none of that shit is actually working. Melanin is too adaptable. He said, the only thing that is constant is these movies. He said it is a constant stream of stereotypical, ritualistic mind control. And he showed me the world where everybody had these red dots in their head. But he also showed me if they turn that off, it's gone. It's not permanent damage. He said, so it must keep going. He said that is the one consistent thing you see in Hollywood, a new movie every Friday. Think about that hot shit. There's not been a Friday. You know something? No movie comes out today. You'll say a bad movie comes out today, but consistently, at least at the very least, 52 movies since I've been here. Give them saying on the planet, at least 52 movies, and you know there's more. So the idea here is that's the real thing that's fucking with us. If we could get and start seeing into that world, decoding that, then we'll start to break up some of the mind control that we under. Believe that. Know that. The biggest mind control you got here is those repetitious movies. Basically, that same nigga from when you was little been on the movie screen until this day, just doing the same thing over and over. In fact, when I started to, out of all the black actors that you've ever seen, I didn't go too deep in the 70s. I went from eight, because, you know, from the 50s to the 70s, that's just niggas getting ahead with pie, and ain't nothing in there but us chickens. That's obvious. I'm talking about when they say, okay, we can't exploit these niggas no more. We have to take it underground. We have to take it underground now. When it became more subliminal exploitation. You get what I'm saying? Eddie Murphy, sidekick. Richard Pryor, the sidekick. See, movies like The Toy, where this white boy buys Richard Pryor for the week.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? What you just seen was the niggas bought a slave. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then what you seen was Richard Pryor teaches this kid manners and all the rest of this shit. But see, we as conscious people know that's why that's one of the reasons they had black people to teach these motherfuckers manners.
Right.
We think we beaten and held our heads down. No, we was put in the house to show them how to eat, you know, eat clean, manners, to take them out of their savage self as well. And that's what Richard Pryor did in the movie The Toy. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So they got more sophisticated with it as we started complaining. Well, how come it's a sidekick? And what they would complain about, how come these people don't have no wife or no kids? Eddie Murphy Eddie Murphy got that message because eventually later on you started seeing him with wives and kids. But all through the 80s, Axel Foley, beyond having a smart-ass mouth, ain't got nothing. You don't even see him with a wife and a kid. Axel Foley. This is what they was doing with the black man. You know what I'm saying? And what was the other one? 48 Hours, Reggie Hammond. You definitely ain't seeing him with no kids. That's a big deal. You think, well, that's nothing. No, that's a big deal. You don't see this holistic picture. You get what I'm saying?
That's
I didn't mean to cut you because I heard you was going to say something, Blue, about it.
I was going to say, you know, the same concept, what The Help was in the movie The Help, the sister,
right.
Even there. She
right.
was the one teaching them how to cook, how to do everything.
Right, how to clean. All we want is a fair shake. All we want is to be treated like human. You are the sheer definition of humanity, and that's in your weak self. That's in your fallen self. You are the definition of humanity. But they still got you fighting for human rights. I want to pee when I want to pee. Goddamn it! Do you know the story of Mrs. Jane Pittman is fiction? It's a mind-controlled story.
Yes,
I don't know if we're talking about it. I know I fooled me. This is what I did. On Facebook one day, I said, I want to give a shout-out to the ancestor, Miss Jane Pittman, about 147 motherfuckers. Ashe. I'm like, these niggas don't even know Jane Pittman doesn't exist.
She doesn't.
If you listen to the group Arrested Development, they said, we won't give a shout out to our ancestors. This is Jane Pittman. It's like, nigga, that's a made up story. You know what I'm saying? Harriet Tubman, Cicely Tyson. She played Mrs. Jane Pittman. And she goes through all this hardship because she wanted to drink out the whites only fountain. You get what I'm saying? She wants to drink at the whites only. So she goes through this whole plight. And they're telling her story. This bitch about 178. And he said, let me tell you how the shit went down. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Nigga, first it was hot, and then I was thirsty. And the fowl said, whites only. I'm like, and you thinking like you hearing some heritage shit. You know what I'm saying? Some current shit. But the idea is you supposed to stand up for dumb shit drinking at the whites only. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
So, you know, all that shit was a part of the mind control plight. Now, so niggas don't even know that shit's fake and mind control. You know what I'm saying? So you got to understand why Tyler Perry got 4 or 5 movies a year. Spike Lee's best movie was that last movie he did, Miracle at St. Anna, where that nigga added just a touch of metaphysics. They recognized that the black man was the sleeping giant. You know what I'm saying? You know, just a touch of metaphysics, just a touch. You know what I'm saying? But other than, because you can see they're slow going towards this. You get what I'm saying? But, you know, on one level, it doesn't matter. If we had more time on Earth, of course you would love to see niggas do The Matrix. But then it would be off the hook. But it doesn't matter. We only documenting the mind controls in this place. At the end of the day, real talk spiritually, when I was saying, should I write a book? Of course it'll be here on Earth. But ultimately, this book, it does go into Akashic Records. It's a documentation. That's why it's taking me so long to do. It's a documentation from my perspective of this reality. You get what I'm saying? So when nothing of this reality is left but records that you can access, that's where them books go.
You need to know that.
So it's more than – that's why it's taking long. That's why I'm not rushing it because I know, you know, niggas – you know, but no, this is going to live beyond this realm. You get what I'm saying? There's going to be a lot of decoding beyond this realm. So a lot of the mystery down here, as this is added to Akasha, there was a deity, a pantheon, Bobby used to call on. And I was dealing with him at the time, and the chief of that, general of that pantheon called Omagumu, this nigga came. And because I was actually having pause, because I'm like, well, I don't want to mention Richard Pryor's show, This Ass, and JoJo, the dancer, and Richard Pryor and the Tory. You know, he's a god. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to see Bernie. I don't want to have to break down Bernie Mac and guess who. So I'm like, you know, I don't want, you know, because these are just their human flaws like anybody else. They said, no, you have to document how the gods were down here based upon the corruption of this place. So you're not talking about that god. Richard Pryor and them niggas, I contacted them. They said, no, go ahead, put it in. go for broke because it ain't me. You get what I'm saying? You're talking about
yeah.
what we had to do for our rise, which is more important than you just yeah. say, Bernie Mac ain't shit, this one ain't shit, that one ain't shit. So I really had
right,
to consult
right.
spiritually, and all signs pointing to no. You're documenting it for Akasha. I said, oh, okay, it makes some sense.
Yeah.
Now, you're documenting
yeah.
this for the Akasha as well
Reporter
as for the people
Akasha.
To understand this.
And that's
right.
real talk, like you said, for the Akasha. So you guys,
right.
definitely, this is a good time to say, if you haven't got your Akashic record reading, you definitely need to get on that, too, because it is.
Oh,
it
yeah.
is going in the right. That's right. So email.
Oh, yeah, you need to do that.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, yeah, y'all need to do that because the type of Akashic records Blue reads is like, for the most part, it'll give you the clue of how to continue work. So she usually, what I noticed as early when I was consulting with her with some of the readings, I said, okay, I know what's going on here. You know, because she can tell you, well, guess what? You used to be a floor sweeper, but that's not going to do nothing for your conscious plight now. So you're usually hearing these elaborate things. That's because what she's telling you is why you're here now, the work. So it's a big-time shortcut. When I tell you, like I said, one of the early things, it was me who realized that Ms. Blue was that oracle motherfucker. She had, not because I made it into anything, but she already had that energy. You get what I'm saying? So a lot of early on work, like, look, read that, do that. This. But at the end of the day, she had to rise to the occasion. You cannot make somebody something they're not. So I would pop my collar and say, no, I seen it early on. I said, no. You're a motherfucking badass oracle. In fact, and I forgot about this, the first time I talked to her, and this is what I used to channel, I said to her, and I didn't even know what it meant myself, I said, you can do everything that I could do. And she said, what the fuck are you talking about, Blaze? I said, no, you could do everything that I could do. So I knew, this is before we did any show, before I even knew who the fuck she was,
yeah.
really. This was our first conversation. And our first conversation was to organize something through email for Bobby to come
yeah.
through. So we
right.
told her, she's like, no. She said, I just seen your little mass picture on what's his name. I'm like, no, go. And she's like, people would say, well, brother panic, brother panic, brother panic. And she would be texting like, well, what the fuck is a panic? You know what I'm saying? And nobody, and I said, I bet you, I stopped. I said, I bet you nobody knew. But nobody knew what the fuck I did. I wasn't speaking then. I just would write and niggas, you know, that type of word of mouth thing. So this was something, I caught the channel. I said, you could do what I could do. Me, myself, I didn't know what it means. I just knew, well, I said, that means you got that power there. Long story short, this is not a game. You need to get, if you into some serious work, you need a clue, you need a direction, because you're fronting right now, bebopping and scatting in the chat room, but with the emails I got, panic, I don't know what to do next. For years, I would get these emails, but needed somebody to point them to. So spiritually, when Ms. Blue materialized, I felt so relieved. I was like, oh, okay, you need it. No. I'm a study motherfucker, and I'm talking about end-time spiritual events. I don't give a fuck how many times you went to sleep and grew up with wings and you was flying. I don't give a fuck. But Ms. Blue was sensitive to that shit. She could even sit there and hear your story and said, no, that's a fucking oracle right there. Because you got to care about somebody's story, you know what I'm saying, to even be wanted to interpret. You know what I'm saying? I'm a nice guy, but I really don't want to hear it. I got to get to know you a little bit more to hear your fucking story. You know, you just emailing me out the blue going, what can I do for a ritual? You know, because I got to get my son out of court. You know what I'm saying? I'm sitting there going, shit, you ever think maybe your slack-ass son is supposed to be in jail? You know what I'm saying? That's my shit. Maybe he's supposed to go. But see, an oracle can tell you the bright side of that news. This is what you need to do, you know what I'm saying? This is what you need to see. So what I'm telling you, this is not a game. And if you think it's a game, it wouldn't last that long. When I tell you she's booked, and as she pointed out, it goes faster than you think, but you need to get the fuck on that list because
right.
everybody's telling me about a motherfucking miracle. Everybody's telling me, like, I wasn't going to get an herb pack from you, but after I heard that shit Ms. Blue said, I think you need to give me 2 herb packs. You get what I'm saying? Because I got a lot of shit to do. Shit, I got so much shit to do with the color orange. That shit is going to bring me into the apocalypse. I'm like, damn, what the fuck is she saying to you niggas that is so trustworthy and so loyal and so life-changing? So when she got into the Makashic things, I'm like, okay, well, let me see where this goes. I tested that ass. I said, I want you to read my sister. I didn't say me. Read my sister.
Right.
The shit that she read, I felt like a schoolgirl. I felt like a regular remix listener. Oh, thank you, Miss Blue. You have helped so much, Miss Blue. Miss Blue, I love you, Miss Blue. Oh, my God. I just knew it, Miss Blue. I knew it all the time. Oh, Miss Blue, you are on point with it, Blue. You said that. Oh, man, Miss Blue, I got an email panic for an herb pack now. I had to smoke an herb pack just to come off that shit. I had to smoke an herb pack. So, niggas, I'm sure I'm preaching to the choir. Y'all should fucking know by now. You get what I'm saying? Y'all should know by now. Question number 4, blue@gmail.com. I say it like this because it is, I swear, it's the best shit you could do. My real interest where my energy and my love is for y'all is for y'all to have your own realizations. Everything I offer is for your own realization. You get what I'm saying? Miss Blue, Miss Blue will tell you, I'll ask her, I used to, because I'm always recommending it. So I said, well, what are you telling these motherfuckers? Go tell them no feel good shit all the time. Because she know that's one of the things. Don't just tell them shit to make them feel good. Tell them what they got to know.
No.
She's like, hell no, I don't tell them that shit. I tell them this, that, da, 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 da. In fact, I was doing this. I said, okay. You know, so, I mean, just only because I recommend it to everybody who asked me. So, I'm trying to keep it honest, and I want to be honest. She knows, it's, at least in this area, that's where the integrity has to shine. So, herb pack is what I offer you because you have your own realization. You don't have an herb pack and figure out what I was saying. You have an herb pack and you figure out what it is that you always were saying to your own fucking self, which, incidentally, I don't care about. It's nice when I hear story. You know, I mean, the details. If you send me a whole list, you can guarantee I ain't read that shit. Because you always see the answer is, cool, no doubt, do the work, glad to help. You know what I'm saying? Because all that shit is true. I don't want to lie to you. All it is true. I'm cool, I'm all right, and I'm glad to help. But if you write the loop, most people, they figured me out already. I panic. I know you're busy. I just want to say I did the herb pack. I did this. I want to thank you. It was great. I used to have this, and now I could do this, and blah, blah, blah. Then I used to say, okay, I'm so glad to help. Try this.
Yes.
Try that. Try this. You tell me your whole life story, and believe you me, I'm even sensitive to that because it's not very many people you could talk to, you know what I'm saying, this experience.
Right.
So, but just understand, you could sum this shit up in a paragraph and get more of my attention. You know what I'm saying? You can sum it up in a paragraph and get more of my attention. Well, I see, I really don't have the time. And not because I'm arrogant, or I just don't have the time. There's always correspondence with herb packs, not to mention packing it, making sure addresses are correct, seeing what's coming back, making sure shit is going out, answering questions all day, then getting prepared to do a study or a lecture and channeling. We ain't talking about reading yet, and we ain't talking about writing a book. We ain't talking about shit that I have to do just around my own house. You get what I'm saying? So, you know, it's not a complaint. I love everything I'm doing with the remix, with herb packs, with the upcoming lectures. That's passionate. But just have some understanding that I'm trying to apply myself where I can offer you the best. I really can't offer you nothing me sitting back and forth. That's why I tell you straight up, no, I'm going to be real with you. Because I can act like I care and probably sell you an extra herb pack, but I don't act like I care because I'm not bullshitting you. I'm telling you, you need an herb pack and you need a reading for yourself, not for us, for yourself. You get what I'm saying? You spending your little money for that herb pack helps me continue to do what it is we're doing. You get what I'm saying? Now, somebody, I get these emails. Some motherfucker said, could you send me a free herb pack, and if I like it, I'll send you the money. I said, what the fuck? When did you ever go to McDonald's eat a hamburger? So that was delicious. Here's $19.95. You know what I'm saying? This just doesn't make sense. One nigga's like, one motherfucker, like, I'm like, where do you get the balls? You ever see the Italian? Where do you get the balls to email me and say, motherfucker, this nigga said to me, look, What's wrong with you? Why you ain't telling everybody the herb pack recipe so they could do it themselves? God damn it. I'm like, motherfucker, you ever see Colonel Sanders sit around and say, let me tell you niggas what the 11 herbs and spices are? Otherwise, you be frying that shit in your kitchen before he knows it. You know what I'm saying? I said, you niggas stop trying to act like y'all ain't paying rent. You get what I'm saying? This shit pays the rent, helps me keep going. You get what I'm saying? Stop fantasizing. I said, look, this is a product I sell for my living. I've never said you had to fucking buy one. You talking like I got a gun in your head, buy or die. And I said, you mean to tell me you have this arrogance when I gave out over 1,000 hours of free information? The herb pack is some shit on top of some shit. The information is way more priceless than you could ever pay for anything I have. Anything I have. And it's always the motherfuckers buying one herb pack. We have sisters, brothers from the remix that come through heavy. They buy half the shit and two and three and triplicate. I'm like, damn, you know what I'm saying? I didn't know black people even had that money. And the first thing they say is, the information you have given me have changed my life. So they do that anyway. But it's this first on, it's this on the fence motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? These are two different people on the fence. Let me smoke that, see what it's about. And if I decide to give you a donation, so I'm supposed to buy all these free samples. You know what I'm saying? I paid for this. Costs a lot to even put the herb pack together. Yeah. I'm supposed to pay for this and see how you feel about it.
Like,
if you don't trust nothing else about this kind of shit, trust that I'm just not a dumb human either. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I mean, the arrogance, the unmitigated gall. You get what I'm saying? So I'm dealing with a whole bunch of energy. You get what I'm saying? The worst is, you don't know who these people are. The worst is, once you do sell them a herb pack and they feel they got you on the hook, they get to tell me, any motherfucker, look here, motherfucker, I know you, brother, panic and all, but that shit don't mean shit about shit. Where the fuck is my pack, nigga? And then, what I do is give them their fucking money back. And then they just can't figure it out. My whole $25, huh? You get what I'm saying? I'm like, this is what I started doing. This has been working for me. I'll take whatever week that I've, the people made payment, whatever week, I'll take a screenshot from PayPal and show a week of what brothers and sisters spend because they are serious about their marital transformation. And on that page would be that person's little herb pack money. So I said, let me see if you made this payment and send these pictures, and then their attitude is changed. Because they see people spend, at least 50 bucks, 60 bucks. Some people spend 100. Mm-hmm. A couple of people spend $500 in one WAP. I went, what do I do? I said, I got to cut you to the front of the line. You get what I'm saying? So, they're like, no. I'm like, you sure? And then, actually, I do one better. They want to pay for $700, $800 of shit. I just say, no, I just cannot charge you that much. And take $300 off. Shit, all the time. If people spend over $100, I don't charge them shipping at least. If they spend, $200, I'll cut it down from there on. But for the most part, everything is just the little herb pack, because that's the one. So they spend their little change for the herb pack, and it's a done deal. They listen. I said, look, I'm not eBay. It comes when it comes. There's people who pay before you, and it's a done deal. But there's always a few of us Negroes. You get what I'm saying? A few of us Negroes. Somebody asked, did Etta James say a ritual? Yeah. The ritual is you want to start dealing with the Song of Deborah. Judges 5, chapter 2 to 31, the Song of Deborah. If you missed the beginning of the show, you want to deal with that. The Song of Deborah is actually a poem where you can read it from the Bible, but you want to get into that at last. That music, and I've said this before, you don't have to do it. When we identify who Etta James is, Jimi Hendrix, or any of these people, remember, they left a whole bunch of artistry behind. All you have to do is get in their work, and you can find out what ritual they want you to do. You get what I'm saying? You'll be doing something. It's easy. It happens all the time. People calling, after you said that Etta James, I tried this with it, and she told me to do that. She told me to do this. I said, so she'll talk to you. She'll talk to you through her music. You get what I'm saying? I'm not a preacher. You know, I can tell you some good clues, but what I drop should be enough for you to get with the energy yourself and find out things for yourself. That's all I do here. Not tell you what to do. You get what I'm saying? Not tell you what to do. Just tell you how to get with the energy, what the energy is. You get what I'm saying? Because I've been so long in channel dealing with these spirits, I'm in an early time where Etta just made the transition, it's easier for her to get to me. You get what I'm saying? And I can get to them first because I know how to deal with them in this transitional state. But see, you're talking about powerful people. So after a while, when you're listening to the music and you're getting with her, you're all feeding her energy to get to the next level, then she'll start talking back to you. That's what this is here.
Yeah.
This is about do-it-yourself. Exactly. Do-it-yourselfers. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying?
That's right.
All right, so I ranted enough.
We're going to keep... Well, that's okay. It was a good rant. We're going to continue. We have about an hour left here to go in the forum. 646-652-2711 is the number to call for occult questions for Brother Panic. As we continue Q&A here, we're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 678. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, this 678?
I'm sorry, who's on the line?
Hey, this is Rob. I'm calling from Atlanta. How you doing, Miss Blue and Brother Panic?
Hey, I know you coming to the lectures.
Oh, I'm going to be there. I already emailed you. I'm definitely going to be there.
Okay. Hey, listen, I'm glad to hear.
All right, great. Hey, I'm on my second air pack now, and it works.
Oh,
you give a quick testimony. It works, so I'm going to leave it at that.
No. In this forum, if you have something to add, you know, that's
right.
Cool. You know, an email form is what I was talking about. And even, but see, by the time you're on your second herb pack here, you might as well talk to me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I was talking about, like, people just emailing me asking for a book of shit when I already explained the book of shit. But, like, guys who dealt with me on their set, you might as well tell me, you know, and you might as well tell the people since you're on the radio.
Right. Well, you know, I'm working with herb, my second bag. You know, I'm seeing blue colors, yellow colors. Mm-hmm. I'm going in deeper meditation. My wife,
right.
who's naturally fearless and has very little ego, we walk
mm-hmm.
around, we're seeing different colors, blue, yellow. She sees the aura around people. I mean,
mm-hmm.
she
starts seeing the aura.
Kind of crazy right
the
now.
Third eye is opening. Remember, the pineal gland is the eye, so it's starting to open and become sensitive. And like I said, with more meditation, what you're doing, is that's what it is. It never fails, you know what I mean? It never fails. That's good. I'm glad
hey,
that it's working. That's the stories I like to hear. Look, me and my wife are going someplace on this. That's what really makes you go, okay, I feel like I did something now. You get what I'm saying? I really love to hear that, kid. And I'm really glad you're coming to the lecture in the area. Come on down, brother.
Definitely.
And I will have some herb packs in the house. Let me say that because I forget. I'm going to have a stack of herb packs in the house. And they'll be cheaper because there's no shipping. So if you ain't got one, get them. If you need your second one, come on down. I meant to say that.
Nice.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Hey, brother, I'll tell you, ask you one more question.
It may be kind of
mundane, but, you know, I'm working with Hanneman, Halter, and I want to work with Denisha. I heard your show. It was an excellent show last week. I heard it. And, I mean, Hanneman comes to me pretty quick, you know, with not much effort. Now, I don't want to kind of, like, I don't know how to say this, but insult him by just moving his picture or statue off my altar and putting Ganesha. What's the rule with that, brother?
No. You could do that.
Yeah.
I mean, at the very least, because they're from the same pantheon. But, don't look at it that way. Look at he's joining up with warriors. You get what I'm saying? I have everything scattered around with no beef. There's nothing I put in one room with another room, and there was no glass. Because one of the things I was telling was that these energies are now come together. You get what I'm saying? We are all coming back home. So a lot of those old fights and Orisha versus Paolo, all that shit is dead. You get what I'm saying? Because everything's transforming into something new. So that's most definitely. In 2008, during the Ray movie, Azuli Frida came. I never told anybody this. Well, I told people, but never said this on the radio. Azuli Frida and Azuli Dancer, which are classic enemies in voodoo. When they did the movie Ray, Frida, the love god, was playing Ray's wife. And Dancer was played by that girl on 227. And Ray was blind and in between two worlds, the dark goddess and the light goddess of his wife. Around that time, the girl who was playing, I can't remember her name, the girl who was playing the 227 girl, the real lady, I can't remember her name, the real lady came through to me. And she was telling me that the worlds are coming together. Now I said, okay, you know what I'm saying? And she said, the fighting is stopped. Our war is over. You can put us together. Because classically, you couldn't put them together. And that's when it happened. And a ritual I had to do, which I wasn't mad at all, I had to get with a chick from New Orleans and get with a chick from Haiti. And they both came. They told me I was going to do this, and both of the motherfuckers came right after each other. New Orleans, yeah, I'm from New Orleans. Okay, that sounds a bit lucky, you know. So we did our little magical thing. And then when this motherfucker said I was from Haiti, I said, oh, this shit. So that Haitian and the New Orleans voodoo came together. The Haitian looks classically dark based upon the people, and the New Orleans is classically light based upon the jazz and the festivities in New Orleans. When that came together, that dark and light goddess, around that time, that was over. So this Oshun can't be in the room with Ogun. Now, if you do that, they're going to clash if that's in your mind. You get what I'm saying? But you'll see they can live together now. And I've been rocking with that ever since. No, my best altar got about 1,000 different niggas from 1,000 different pantheons on it. Chaos altar. You get what I'm saying? My shit look like a workstation. I don't have none of them flowers or none of them robes and shit on it. All you see is spills, wax, burnt marks, stinky spells, oil spills. This shit look fucked up, you know what I'm saying? Because it was a workstation. You got Hanuman, fairies, goddamn Tara, Buddha, Ganesha, Darth Maul, you know what I'm saying? Dr. Hernandez, Osiris, Nefertim, you know what I mean? Medusa, Lama Dama. You name it, Pan, all the motherfuckers up there just chilling. You get what I'm saying? Just chilling.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, and I've never had no issue with that. Usually people confuse altar with a shrine. And even though it's kind of the same thing, if you had a shrine to Hanuman, it means you made some sacred space just for Hanuman. And usually if you did that already, then leave that alone. See, like, I have areas. I have an area for Lama Dama. I'm sorry, not Lama Dama. La Santissima Muerte, the goddess of death, right by the door. That's her area. You get what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I put a gumball machine by that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all niggas going to laugh. But see, I had to, because I know y'all going to laugh because my man King Cook was laughing. What the fuck you get a gumball machine for? I said, see, I was the one who was buying the Snickers and shit and putting it on the table. That should be going in a day. So now niggas got paid for M&Ms and shit. You know what I'm saying? Took it to the next level. But they fucked me over. They fucked me over because the machine takes pennies too. You know what I'm saying? So when them niggas found out they could get a handful of M&Ms for a penny, shit, I'm going to open this bank. Ain't going to be no quarters, no nickels, no silver in there. Just a whole bunch of new pennies. So that's in Lama Dama's area, her shrine. And I wouldn't put everything that goes down here. There's a picture of Kali there with her. Everything that's in there is for her. So that's more like a shrine. My altar is a place where the word itself is supposed to alter your consciousness. It is your gateway to that world. So it should be insanity on your altar. You get what I'm saying? Or your main altar. Because it's everything that you're dealing with from your mind down here to get to them through there. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
To get to them through there. So I my shit is crazy. You know, if you're on my Facebook, you'll see I got a few pictures of it up. You'll just see everything on that motherfucker. You know, everything from the chakras to goddamn, you know what I'm saying, hair grease, anything and everything.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I've never seen that issue. And you gotta remember this too. Why you can always ask them if they want to be put there. You get what I'm saying? That's what the herb pack is for. Now that you're having the experience with the herb pack, make that shit work more. Talk to Hannah.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? See if he wants to be bothered. You know, and it'll be that overwhelming feeling of, we need to leave that alone. Put him someplace else. Put him on the office, see what happens. Everything is about testing, so it ain't got to be. That's one of the biggest things you got of just these ideas and rules. We are now moving into a place where these rules are null and void. The more we hang on to these rules is a representation of us hanging on to this old oppression. Simple as that. The more we have this realization that we are actually free, and at the very least, moving towards freedom, you just act as such. Try that shit.
Yeah.
That's what that whole Azumi Dancer and Azumi Frida coming together means. It's telling me, no, what this old beef is off. You get what I'm saying? We need to dead these old beefs. We're about to move into some new shit. You know what I'm saying? We're about to move into some new shit. So you know, you got to remember, that's one of the chief things you're trying to do is play and test. You know what I'm saying? And not be stuck. You know what I'm saying? Not be stuck on, well, damn, that, this, that, the other. And I'll go as far, I would look for classic battles and put them niggas together just to see what happens. You know what I'm saying? Test. You know, you got to test, you got to poke, you got to test. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you know what I mean? Slide some oil to me. Let it trickle down my spine. You know? So I definitely hope you come through. I can't wait to see you, you know what I'm saying, at the lecture. I think this is going to be a jamboree. All you remixes, if y'all niggas don't show up to this lecture, I'm going to clown y'all for the next 4 shows on Miss Blue Shaw. Every name that comes up in the chat room, you're getting it. You're getting it. Where was you at, Obsidian Black? Miss Seeker, where the fuck was you at? You know, I'm going through them. So, you know, y'all better show up. You know what I'm saying? Show them up. If y'all show up, the more I could, you know, the more we keep it going. The more we keep it going. You know what I'm saying? We eventually going to get Blue to come out, so... I know y'all dying to be in the room with Miss Blue so she could bless her with that voice. Hi. Y'all niggas going to start passing out. Oh, Miss Blue. Hi, Remix family. Y'all just start fainting and shit. What happened?
Stupid.
I just got blued, kid. I just got blued. Blue Ivy. I just got Miss Blue Ivy, boy. So, yeah.
No,
going to get her. I'm going to mention giving this Blue come out. Maybe do some of them feng shui classes. Yeah, Esther, you're doing a lot of laughing, Esther, but you better get your ass on the 95 and come down to the left. All that ha-ha-ha shit. You better get your ass on the 95. You know what I'm saying? Yo, all I want to hear, you come to the door, Esther plus one. You know what I'm saying? Oh, Esther, right this way. Come in. We have a reserve area for you. The wine of the day. We have a nice rosé. Sit on down,
you know,
Brother Lean.
One of the things I am going to try to do is have the Oracle deck ready so that a lot of people, if you guys go to the lecture, definitely have the Oracle deck ready by then. So, you know, who knows? I'm always up for surprises.
Oracle deck, but you got to remember Ms. Blue's ebook is out and people have been downloading, giving me all these vibes.
Yeah, the audio.
Don't be behind the goddamn times. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to get on these things.
Right.
Let me tell you this, as quiet as kept, you know, one of the things I drilled in Miss Blue's head was always be doing something that's helping. And that's when it's justified to ask for a penny. You get what I'm saying? That's when you line up with some shit that's spiritual. You get what I'm saying? Somebody asked me to bring some mac and cheese. I told you, I wouldn't eat that mac and cheese, all that shit y'all was talking last week. If I bring mac and cheese, I'm going to tell you right now, you don't want to eat that. But I'm going to do something nasty to it.
I'm going to do something nasty to you.
So you don't want to eat that mac. But I think we're going to have somebody to cook. You know what I'm saying? You know, we're still working on the food. So, and for me, like I said, I'm modeling this after my brother from Eye Opener Productions, Shabazz. When them niggas was in there with them fucking veggie wraps, they didn't even use bread. They was wrapping that shit in cabbage. the rap was in cabbage. Niggas was buying that. But when that nigga came with that nigga who had that fish, shit, all of that goddamn, all that motherfucking shit done went out the window. Okay, and y'all niggas need to stop calling my man King Cook Fish and Grits. Enough already. That was some shit that just happened.
Fish and marshmallows?
You know, because, see, fish and marshmallows. Like, I'll be like, yeah, because I was talking to my man Sean, and, oh, you mean fish and marshmallows? I'm like, yo, that nigga done ate that shit about 2 years ago. This nigga's on horse meat right now. You get what I'm saying? See, y'all niggas ain't ready to do what he does. This nigga just put up a link that said they just approved eating horse meat. This nigga was ate shit. Woo! Oh, nigga, wow. Have you ever ate a horse calf before? Nigga, it's succulent. Know what I'm saying? So y'all niggas ain't ready to, y'all talking that fish and marshmallows. When y'all niggas start eating horse like this nigga, then you did to, other than that, call this nigga King Cook. Because once y'all niggas start eating that horse, this nigga's on horse right now. Horse. He said, oh, my God. You can't, he know the details, so this shit been going down. He said, you can't eat racehorse. That's not a good horse. See, you got to eat, you know what I'm saying, regular bum-ass horse because the meat is different, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You got paprika, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I seen some shit today called chicken crackers, crackers that taste like chicken. I took a picture of this shit and sent it to Sean because Sean, you know, my man Sean Cook, this nigga go through that, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's like, that shit right there, like, that's like hitting two birds with one stone. You got crackers and chicken. You get what I'm saying? So the first thing he hit me back with, see, now I'm thinking soup. You get what I'm saying? Now I'm thinking soup. You know what I'm saying? I said, well, see, I'm glad you said soup because you got to remember, they just approved that horse meat, nigga. He said, oh, Pat, you done tapped into some etherical shit here. You get what I'm saying? You done tapped into some etherical, right. You know what I'm saying? That Eddie
Somebody
soup, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? Y'all still talking that fish and marshmallow shit? You know what I'm saying? When y'all niggas start busting down that horse meat, then I'm saying, okay, y'all niggas is the real deal. Y'all niggas is on that King Coke shit right there. Because that nigga's on horse. That shit right on his page. That's a horse-eating nigga right there. I had to tell. I said, "Listen, my man, King, you are a horse-eating motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? When Sam Jackson said that shit in Pulp Fiction, I'm a mushroom cloud-laying motherfucker. So I said, my nigga, you are a horse-eating motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? But what's even scarier, if y'all really listening to this, it proves he was eating horse meat." Before the FDA approved it. You know what I'm saying? So he was sneaking eating horse meat. You know what I'm saying? Sneaking eating horse meat. You know what I'm saying? And see, y'all got to get ready for that. See, my man Obsidian's in the room. Obsidian says, shit, I can't wait till they approve eating people. He said, I had my eye on this fat vegetarian bitch for a long time.
Wow.
I said, that's the funniest shit I've ever heard on Facebook. Obsidian, I have to give him props for that. I give him props because, you know, I'll make a joke that everybody says about 35 corny jokes. Obsidian always comes with some funny shit. Chaos comes with some funny shit. You know what I'm saying? There's movies that always come, they add to the shit. You know what I'm saying? Esther, they add to the shit. Other motherfuckers, because, oh, that's so funny, Fish and Marshmallow Panic. I'm like, what's that again? Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? But Obsidian actually said, shit, he had his eye on this fat-ass vegetarian. You know what I'm saying? But look, you can't wait till they approve people. You know what I'm saying? I said, see, niggas is real OGs right here. You know what I'm saying? Niggas is G's on it. So we need to, if y'all don't know what Fish and Marshmallow was, he had there was a spirit in him to tell him to eat that shit. He ate that shit. He got what he got. He moved on. So it's to say, y'all got to call him King Cook. I'm in regular meetings with niggas trying to get the goddamn Atlanta electric. Oh, you mean your man Fish and Marshmallows? I'm like, what? Fuck that. Who's that? Oh, okay. You know what I'm saying? So we got to remember, let me find his email. Cause my man, you know, Horse Meat. Now you call him King Horse Meat. You know what I'm saying? My man King Horse Meat, he sells those gateways. And I've talked about him before. So while we talking about him so much, I might as well give his email. I'm getting it now. It's spiritgateways with an S at gmail.com. He makes these gateways by hand. He said it's been doing good ever since I announced it. And with these gateways, he makes some themes, chakra dolls, all this shit. Just email him for what it is. But it's, he does these spiritual things where, you know, these gateways where, let's say you're trying to do some Shiva shit, you do a Shiva gateway that comes through. Like the brother who said he got Hanuman Ganesha, they'll do a gateway for him. He doesn't do them fast. It's not a fast turnaround because he's doing them spiritual. When I tell you they're spiritual, they're spiritual. His spiritual ass folks is like, you may need to stop that shit. Stop it in the house. They feeling the spirit off of this shit. So if you ain't got that, ain't heard about it, email him, spiritgateways@gmail.com. And I know I'm full of goddamn advertisements tonight, niggas, but sometimes... You know, you got after you should see what I don't advertise that niggas ask me to advertise. You know what I'm saying? Niggas just email me, Patty, here's a book. You need to sell this shit immediately. I'm like, oh, why now? You know what I mean? So, but these are things. Oh, but everything that comes out of my mouth is shit that can help you. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So you need to get a spirit gateway. And you need to get on that horse meat. You know what I'm saying? You know, you just never know how tender that shit will be. You know, that shit may be quite tender. Quite tender. I'm not eating no horse meat. But see, let me tell you this. I didn't eat no fish and marshmallows neither. You know what I'm saying?
No, I get it.
I'm not going to throw the concept away. I'm not going to throw the baby out with the bathwater. You know what I'm saying? If y'all niggas is in the mood for some horse ribs, then shit. You know what I'm saying?
You said horse.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, a big ass horse rib. One big ass rib of horse. You know what I'm saying? You never listen. You know, a horse got some big ass ribs. You know what I'm saying? Just a horse rib cage. Just fucking that up. You know what I'm saying? Man versus show. You know what I'm saying? Man versus show. Horse meat. You know what I'm saying? Succulent. You know what I'm saying? Succulent. Yeah, Jewel Diamond's in the house talking about horse rump. You know what I'm saying? I owe her a herb pack. She just wants me to, she wants me to bring that shit over personally. Damn near. Yes, it's coming. Mm-hmm. It's coming, Joel. It's coming, Joel. I ain't forgot about you. You on the next mail out? Get that done. You know what I'm saying? Get that done, Joel. You know what I'm saying? Five first.
All right. Go ahead.
All right. No. She said fly first. First class. I said shit. Let's go. Let's get it on. Fly first class. And
here we go. We're gonna go to the next caller. We see you guys waiting. We're gonna go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 340. You're live in the remix. Ooh, bless you. You're live
what's
in the remix.
How you doing?
What's up? Lots going
Orion,
on over there.
North Carolina. This is Stephen O'Reilly from North Carolina.
What up?
Just holler at my boy Bro Panic.
What up, bro? What up?
Just, like, curious about, like, I feel as I dive into, like, progressing my consciousness more and more, I still kind of feel that religious, like, just subconscious programming. Like, I still got rules for myself and shit like that. Like, any tips on breaking through that?
Yes. Now, you got to remember, that's all programming. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have to confront that. You are at a very good place because you at least recognize it. You get what I'm saying? But you are going to have to confront those fears. Meditation is the key for you. Meditation and inner work. How do you do that? There's in your meditation, when you take your regular physical eyes, look at the top of your pineal, create that pyramid, the more you do that, the more you're going to start seeing images. You're going to see light images. But the images you see will look like monsters. Those monsters, those light monsters that you see in your pineal, is your actual subconscious mind keeping you out. So, for instance, if I was at the level where Wiccan was the new shit, I would see more monsters. But the more I stay with those monsters, you'll start to see they transform into light, hieroglyphs, cities, angels, if you stay with them. That is probably one of the things fear is for, to keep you out of those places you're not ready for. You're not ready for them because you built up barriers, and those monsters are actually all of that religious programming, all of that human fear. So you actually, through meditation, by dealing with those so-called monsters, you're actually breaking through. And you and the conscious thing that you do is deal with the conscious information. So the more you see, our mind learns through repetition. So every Sunday going and them repetitiously scaring the shit out of you is what it is. So you have to repetitiously deal with information. If you're a reader, which you should be, when you deal with a subject, get 3 books on it at least. So if you're dealing with, I don't know, Thoth, get 3 little books on Thoth and hear what each perspective has to say. You start, truthfully, it should be 4, because the mind is a box, north, south, east, east, and west. The thinking outside of the box, you really should be able to satisfy all 4 sides. Now, even if you get 2 books, then do some Wikipedia shit, then do some other shit. You get what I'm saying? What you did is you dealt with the walls of that box, and then the meditation will start to sink in. You get what I'm saying? And this is all forms of repetition. All forms of repetition. Reading, dealing with the subject from different angles. You get what I'm saying? What do the Wiccans say about Thoth? What do the Greeks say about Thoth? And, of course, our very own Egyptians that we know. And then see if you can find Thoth in some Norse shit, some Zen shit. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That type of thing. So it's really repetition, but you're in a good place because you at least know what it is that's attacking you. Therefore, you can wage a war against it. You know what I'm saying? And you got to remember this one thing. There is nothing to fear but fear itself. No matter how long you've been, you just need to understand there ain't no fucking Jesus. There ain't no devil. Because at the end of the day, nothing the Christians have to offer you go beyond you going to hell. So you're only dealing with one motherfucking thing, fear of going to hell. It don't exist. You get what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, you know, you only feel like you're violating and you could go to hell. That's the only thing you're dealing with. So it's the core thing, but all of that shit in church, it's not really just the church. It's your grandmother saying, if you don't sit up right in that pew, I'm going to beat your ass. You know, because you was fucking up in church. So it's all the people that reinforced. It's all the people that reinforced that. You're not going to church. That's why you lost your fucking job. You get what I'm saying? You ain't got no girl because you don't fucking go to church. Jesus is punishing you right now. That's why you got to get a VD shot. You know what I'm saying? So they just apply all that shit in your life. You get what I'm saying? They apply all that shit in your life, and you're just programmed with it. So it's really just simply deprogrammed. You do that by going in yourself and studying repetitiously. And mantras. Whatever you feel your problem is, you say a mantra to the contrary. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The next level is sigils. You get what I'm saying? I know it's so far back when I talked about it, so I don't want to tell you to go far back. A mantra. This is how you make one. You make a sentence. Let's just say, I want to be free. You drop all the vowels. You drop all the double consonants. You get what I'm saying? So you got I want to be free becomes W-N-T-B-F-R. You switch that around till you make a chant. And you just say that it's going to be incoherent. I fry, fry, nah, rah, rah, sah, whatever. And you're going to keep saying that. Your conscious mind knows what it means, but that's how you program the subconscious mind. I want to let this go, or I want to do that. So you make your own mantras. You say them as you fall asleep every night. That also deprograms. A sigil, you take the same sentence, drop the vowels, drop the double consonants, take what's left, and make a picture out of it in any configuration with whatever sentence you're dealing with. And that becomes your sigil. You look at that sigil, you meditate, and you throw it away. You don't hold on to that sigil. You get what I'm saying? So those things are how you do or how you start to reprogram yourself. Because if you know it's your programming, then you know that solution is reprogramming. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, it is.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like lustful thoughts and like lustful feelings and shit like that. Like that shit still comes up. Like just to beat out
what's
to like porn or something like that.
What's the problem with that?
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, is that my morality telling me, like, whoa, what is non-conscious about that, my nigga? Ease up.
Yeah, shit. All you got to do is study sex magic.
Yeah.
And that's damn sure morality. Shit.
Yeah.
When I was free, I used to walk around, I used to walk around Brooklyn with my motherfucking pants down when I was free. You know what I'm saying?
You know what?
shit. There was a time I was just fucked nothing but spirits. Like, you know, I go to bed ass naked every night. You know what I'm saying? Who's here? I'm here. I'm sleeping. Who's here? You're like, come on. You know what I'm saying? That's shit. No. What you want to do, instead of just making it blind human lust, get with your queen and y'all turn that shit into something. Y'all turn lemons into lemonade. You know what I'm saying? Turn lemons into lemonade. It's a certain work you have to do, because I'm not even like that no more. You know what I'm saying? I'm not even like that. That's like one of the last things, because I've you really, especially a conscious, you looking to put your dick everywhere because you're looking to fulfill a certain work through sex magic. So once I started seeing his work more than just getting some ass, then it seemed like I went through that already. It's not really that important. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I know that's true, because my man, who's my exact age, he was my man all these years. I didn't talk, I talked to him after a while. We just text. What's going on? Oh, I didn't tell you about the drama. I'm like, what's the drama, kid? He's like, yo, this chick is extorting me. For what?
Kid,
she's saying the seed is mine. I'm like, well. Is the seed yours? This nigga's like, yeah, I didn't even tell you that drama. I'm like, so she had the baby or what? He said, the baby's two. I'm like, what the fuck you mean you ain't telling me that drama? That's just like it's new, it's baby's two. So I'm like, yo, you know what I'm saying? I knew, like I said, we was friends since we was little. So all his kids are like, you know, those are my nieces and nephews. I'm like, well, damn, well, the kids, all your kids look just like you. You got some feet, you know, you look like Fred G. Sanford, a fish-eyed fool. So did the baby look like, he said his daughter's name, baby looked just like such and such. I said, oh, wow. He said every moment she calls him, he said, but the chick looked like Vanity, though. I'm like, that shit sounded like some shit you would say when we was 18. He said, yo, man, she extort me. I said, how she extort? He's like, every moment, because everybody on Facebook now, what motherfucker? Don't let me tell your wife. You know what I'm saying? Him and his wife been together for years. He's like, she's like, yo, I need to go to the club. Send the money, or that's your ass. He said, I said, wow. I said, you need to tell your wife. You know, you need to tell such and such. He's like, I got to break that in. I'm like, nigga, that's an instant divorce, nigga. And he just had a grandkid. You hear what I'm saying? He just had a grandkid. His kid and his grandkid's the same age. So his kid is already, his kid is doing that. I'm like, damn, you needed to get into sex magic, nigga. You'd have been somewhere else, nigga, somewhere else. So, like, that shit don't even do it for me now. You know what I'm saying? That don't even do it. So it's just an energy that you're going to have to go through. If you got a queen, better. But if you just got somebody you with, form a loving relationship with them, or at least a caring relationship with them.
That's right.
If you're just masturbating, go in the mirror and hug yourself. You know what I'm saying? And just tell yourself.
Just pat
your own face. Oh, you are you and I am me. We are one. Just do that shit. Fuck it. Once you get into that love zone, you know what I'm saying? It's like, then that's going to happen. And then just, you know, it's just about using your mind. You ain't really got to find out no hard technique, because the more you focus on the technique, the more that shit don't work. Just synchronize with a conscious sister. Look, let's try to do this or try to realize that. Most of what I did wasn't trying to manifest nothing physical. I was trying to contact spirits and get wisdom from them. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
At the end of the day, when you contact, most of us are asking spirits to give us some shit. I never really heard nobody say, I contacted the spirit so it could give me some wisdom.
That should be your first goal. Right. Looking into the Henneman, ritual you're talking about. Yeah, seriously, really about to try it, yeah. But I wasn't sure about what I should ask him. That's why it's like funny you said that, yeah.
Yeah. Just ask him whatever, you know, ask him shit. Ask him, how's the weather up there? You know what I'm saying? It's better than saying, Hammond, let me get some money. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to look at these niggas.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm not saying you. I'm talking in general. Because,
right.
you know, everybody, you know, so many people, this speaks to so many people, what you brought up. But, you just ask him something more. Like, if you call me, the first thing you go, oh, my rent's due. I'm not going to take your calls no more. You get what I'm saying? So if you call me in panic, how's the leg? Is it better? I at least know you did an effort to act like you like me. Oh, yeah, well,
right.
I go, well, okay, my leg's great. I'm walking better again. The accident wasn't that big. How's the everything's over there? Oh, my rent's due. At least I said, well, you asked me about my leg first. You know what I'm saying? I can put 150 on that. You know what I'm saying? So it's that type of thing. You want to create that relationship. Somebody just said they jerk off to their spirits. That's actually excellent. One of the things to do is jerk off to a cup and put the sperm on your altar. That's one of the things to do. If you want to realize some worlds, this is what I did to realize worlds. Advanced Crystal Cities, my nigga. I used to jerk off in a cup, but you add honey to it. And then you start to go into the land of milk and honey. You could build worlds with that and realize worlds and bring other people in worlds with that. So there you have it. So that's one of the things to do as a ritual. You get what I'm saying? Create that land of milk and honey.
That just sounds so far out. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I definitely fuck with it. Yeah, for sure. Okay.
Yeah. No. Sperm.
The land, milk,
sperm.
And honey.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Put it in a shot glass. You know what I'm saying? I'm with somebody, so I can't talk recklessly, but you know, I would say that's a different kind of panic pack. You know what I'm saying?
You want
the regular panic pack. You get what I'm saying? You want the herbs. You get what I'm saying? So, but that's all jokes. Let's be clear. That's a joke. Panic is 100% faithful. I'm a good boy. I talk a lot of shit. But shit, Khadijah will stab my black ass quickly. and then pop some kettle corn. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't nothing. You should have learned some shit from that. Want some popcorn? Nigga, stop all that crying, nigga. Eat some of this popcorn, nigga. Don't worry. I'll massage it later. I'll massage you later. It's going to be all right. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to just do you some Reiki on you. Call an ambulance. We need help. I need a tourniquet. Nigga, I'm going to do Reiki later. Just sit the fuck down, nigga. You want some of this kettle corn, nigga? I'll play that cheating shit. You know what I'm saying? You see what just happened to my man. You know what I'm saying? This nigga a grandfather with a kid. Nigga do some of the most retarded shit, boy. It's like, this was my man. You know what I'm saying? Like, this nigga told me, yo, kid, the seed looked like my pig. I said, who says that, nigga? Who does that? She's extorting me, kid, for club money. Oh, what? What? You don't want me to get on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Because he's connected with his wife on Facebook, so you know he can't disconnect. That's an instant Sherlock Holmes. Instant Sherlock Holmes. Why you disconnecting me on Facebook? What's up, dog? This nigga is so assed out right now. You know what I'm saying? That nigga should have just jerked off on his altar. You know what I'm saying? He should have just jerked off on his altar or jerked off to the spirits, like Amon Amenta said. Just beat off to the spirits, dog. It's more fulfilling. You know what I'm saying? Now you're paying for her club and her fucking products. You know she's in Louisiana. He's in New York. So you know that's true. You know everything he send is her extra money. Mm-hmm. It's not even to raise the kid, because you know WIC is raising the kid. You know what I'm saying? The WIC system. Everything he sends, is she in the club taking pictures with Rashawn and them niggas. I feel bad for him for that. You know what I'm saying? I feel bad for him for that. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Rashawn and them niggas. No. T-Lon and them niggas. Ty Nitty and them niggas, you know what I'm saying? Shandu and them niggas. They up on her ass at the club taking them pictures. Together forever, Jodeci. You know what I'm saying? Together forever, Jodeci. You know what I'm saying? This nigga paying for all of that shit. You know what I'm saying? And words born, the way he made it sound, I don't think she even hiding it. Like, I need money for the baby. I think she's like, I need money for some new sneakers. I'm looking at these Uggs, nigga. You know what I'm saying? You need to come up with that Ugg money. I was so disappointed. I was like, how'd you do that, son? What just happened here? I just missed what just happened. And then he's like, I ain't tell you the new drama. I'm like, the new drama? The baby's 2 years old, motherfucker. I said, you must have been in drama for a long time. If it's still new drama, oh, nigga, you can forget it, yo. You on the hook. You on the hook for at least 20 more years with that shit. And she going to tell his wife. She going to tell his wife. You know what I'm saying? And this is it. This is divorce. Because he got caught back in the days when we was in the 20s. He got caught. He had to go buy a house. You know what I'm saying? She a real church-going woman, too. Like, she's one of them church-going women, like you see on her Facebook, thank you, Jesus, today is Wednesday. Like, okay. So, with this one, he ain't going to make it out of this one. This shit right here, I'm just going to see how this shit. He better hope all he needs to do is make it to December. You know what I'm saying? I know that nigga has got his money on the Mayan calendar like a motherfucker. I hope to this shit, nigga. I don't want to move to a new paradigm with this bullshit. I don't want to move to a new paradigm with this bullshit. So I'm just like, you know, so, yeah, the lust, you want to use that as sex energy. You know what I'm saying? You know, there's so many things. Sperm is equal to 10 drops of blood. Is actually the real sacrifice. You know what I'm saying? And that's what you want to do when you sacrifice. One ritual that Bobby told me he does: jerks off in a cup, walks around the house, and starts dotting each head on each statue, like on their pineal glands of each statue, which is powerful. Like the Haitian girl, when I said I did the Haitian and the thing back in the day, this is way back in the day, 2007 or some shit, like, you know, 2007 or 8. And, I told her, I said, no, take that sperm right there, you know, because the Haitian one was terrible. Like, but I had to do it. Like, I knew her for a while, but she called right on time. So I said, okay, we have to do this. She was down, you know what I'm saying? We did all this ritual work to set it up. But she started playing, like, this fucking guitar thing. Like, it was getting set. Like, I'm walking in, and she's playing it all fucked up, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, one of them other that just overdo it because you brother panic. So they going extra. When I'm like, nah, we can just watch Martin Lawrence. And just, you know what I'm saying? Martin Lawrence, you make some lasagna. But, you know, she's setting the mood, so... putting all this water-dripping music, boop, beep, boop. I'm like, this is doing nothing for my chakras. You know what I'm saying? Then she pulls out like a loom. I guess you call that like a laying-down harp. And she's trying to play like Sukiyaki. It's all because of you.
I'm sitting there going, like a liar. Like a liar.
Right. Like a loom or a flume or whatever they call that shit. I said, well, you need to put that shit back in its case. That shit ain't doing it. You need to put that shit back in its case. And you know what I'm saying? I was totally disgusted. And then, but I had to do it. So I'm laying there, and, you know, she's like, and I see cosmic stars that sway back and forth through our Milky Way with cosmic winds that bring forth the joy. Oh, the goddess is here. She is here. I said, as long as you shut up in 5 minutes and don't play that loom anymore, I can see what really happened.
That don't whack.
Goddess came, so it was
that don't whack. That don't whack.
Right. It was a success. It was a success. So I mean, she just continued to be a friend. You know what I'm saying? And that little thing was done, and the dark and light got together. But like I said, it's not even cracked up to what it was. I'm going to tell you this. When I first got conscious, getting into this shit, you know, I'm going to get a conscious one. Now I'm finding out. I'm looking for the first chick that say the word Kundalini. You know what I'm saying? Then Bobby's like, no, you don't want a conscious woman. nigga, you want a conscious freak. Oh, that's shit. Okay. Okay, that's what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm going to do that. You know what I'm saying? And then Shabazz is like, well, let me tell you something. You know what I'm saying? You think you going to some better shit, huh? I'm like, hell yeah. These dead women out here. He says, shit, wait till they wake you up 4 a.m. telling you about their dream. I said, oh, okay. Oh, I'm ready to. You just got to find a median, you know, consciousness like you like it. Consciousness light. That's my shit, like cause light. Consciousness light. It's conscious when we need it, it's conscious when we need it, but it's motherfucking color purple when we don't. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Go on there, you know, I'm going to see what the wall look like next. You know what I'm saying? Walk around with that shit. I'm just going to step back, wait to see what the wall look like. You know what I'm saying? Is that shit on Tuesday when some shit falls from the sky? Oh, beloved, did you see that? That was nothing but Amin Ra, you know, on Sundays. So, you know, yeah, it's not what it's all cracked up to be. You just got to find what's good for you. You know what I'm saying? When you have that agenda and all that kind of shit, it never works. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So true.
Yeah, sometimes, especially now with consciousness on Facebook, how it just went out of control. Sometimes it's actually more beneficial than jerk off in a cup. It's actually less of a headache to jerk off in a cup.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying? That's like the hot shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you know what I'm saying? I was with my girl a cup the other day. I took the cup to the movie, came back. Nobody was in my ear with that bullshit. I say shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, no whole taps. Boom. Hit that cup and boom. You know what I'm saying? Just went right downstairs, laid on the couch. I say, nigga. I say, beloved. You did the damn thing. You know what I'm saying? I shave, beloved. You know what I'm saying? I shave. You know what I mean? It's really still, you got to find your man. Even in consciousness, you still got to find your match. Fuck what anybody's talking and what they got. You still got to find your match. You know what I'm saying? Khadija is my match. All the slovenly, lazy shit, fuck that. I'm the grumpiest nigga in the world. She know how to deal with that shit. Get your old ass.
Right.
What the fuck? Nobody else. Anybody else, I deal. Oh, brother Patrick, whatever you say, I'm like, that's not, that don't turn me on. That's not my turn on. You know what I'm saying? Oh, if you said, right. Like, you know, nigga, I say, this is what kills me the most. Niggas, I'll be telling niggas, having a regular, I don't think this. Well, maybe we need to do that. Maybe we need to do this. Then they'll stop me and go, well, what do you think spiritually we should do? I'm like, motherfucker, I've been telling you for the last half an hour. You know what I'm saying? Like, because if you're going to do that, you just threw the ball in my court. Like, spiritually, right. I think you should do every fucking thing I just said. Plus, I want to see you walk outside sucking your thumb with your pants on your knees. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Okay, brother Panic. Like, don't do that. Like, it's I'm telling you, no, I'm feeling this, that, the other. Like, negotiate. You know what I'm saying? Negotiate on some regular shit. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes.
Yeah.
So you know, because it's really about being normal in this shit. I was saying this I was saying this before, and I'll say it here because Miss Blue remixes deserve this. Going crazy, when they always tell you're going to get into this shit, you're going to go crazy. Going crazy is that shit you have become on Facebook. I thought it was like you was going to be talking to a fire hydrant and smoking, you know, picking up cigarette butts and smoking them shits off the floor. Mm-hmm. I thought that crazy. It's not that crazy. The idea is if you can deal with this information and retain yourself, retain your good self, your good sense, then you didn't go crazy. Then you didn't go crazy. See, I went into detail. I knew I was going crazy when I seen myself early on tape saying the word paradigm. I was like, why am I saying that fucking word? I've never even heard it until I sat around these niggas. And soon I said, I'm going crazy because I'm not myself. You get what I'm saying? So when remember the phrase. It's called know thyself. Not know that you should wear ankh. Not know that you should have dreads. Not know that you should say hotep and ashe and all of that. That means you're just becoming a socialite. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You are no better than Paris Hilton, but you are worse than Paris Hilton, the socialite, because you're broke. You get what I'm saying? At least that dumb bitch got $1 billion. You know what I'm saying? You're just a Facebook socialite who is not really doing inner work, so you are pushing it outward. So I realize, oh, I get it now. I didn't learn this to become another person. I learned this to understand why I do what I did all my life. Oh, know thyself.
Know thyself.
This is why I wash my ass with paper towels. I get it now. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
This is why I like to climb a tree and jump down head first.
I get it now.
Right. You get what I'm saying? This is why I chew with my mouth open. Get it now. Because I'm knowing myself. So you deify, but it's really about embracing yourself. You hate yourself. That's why you wouldn't wear all that dumb shit, and your mother's going, who the fuck are you with all that nappy shit in your head? But you with people going, oh, beloved, this is called The Conquering Dude by Oshun. And nobody else who knows you knows that because it ain't you from before. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
This is just some social shit you're doing, some socialite shit that you're doing. Mm-hmm. That's a big deal. I always talk about it because you got to understand, even though I'm clowning it, that's a big deal. Because the difference between any occult thing I've ever seen is sanity and crazy.
Yeah.
Sanity and crazy. They say, you fuck with this, you can't fuck with this, you're going to go crazy. But they're talking about crazy with the ego, crazy with your social behavior, becoming something other than who you truly are. You know you don't do that shit. Right. I said it on your show before. Slick Rick said it the best. He said every single nigga in the street, and he at the time he was calling them hard rocks, which is we later on called thugs. Every nigga thugging, talking slang, talking this and that, which was the slang of that time. He said you don't do it in front of your mother, which means by its very nature it's an act. Every single person acting like a thug is actually an act. It is not real unless you are doing it in front of your mother. And your mama knows you can't front in front of your mother. So if you're not around your family when they trying to tell you why you ain't in church no more, you're going, listen, beloved, peace and blessings be unto you. You know you ain't come on, mom, you always there. I don't want to go no more. That's all you saying. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the real you, and these people know you. The people who don't know you, you on there going, oh, this is most fruitalicious, fruitful for me and today. And that may the creator bless it. That's all trying to show somebody you did something. And that by its very nature, because all this work is supposed to be inner work, shows if you have to show it on the outside, you're proving what you're lacking on the inside. Because when it's happening on the inside, you don't have to say shit to nobody. You don't have to say shit about it. You think I'm kidding? When's the last time you heard Michael Jordan say, well, I'm a great basketball player? No, he's done the work, and you say that. He's done the work, and you recognize that because he's done the work. You never hear him talk. When have you heard Denzel Washington going, I am the best black actor ever? But he's recognized by you because he is the best black actor ever. Because he took his best black acting ass and acted. You don't see him walking around, I am that I am. Those forth out as a thespian. I am the artist. Because he's not acting like an actor. He just goes and do some good acting. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If you're acting like you're conscious, if you're acting like you're conscious, listen to what I just got finished saying. Hotep. Are we getting this? Is that Ashe? Are we getting this? You get what I'm saying? Is that a Hotep that I hear out there? You get what I'm saying? If I hear, am I getting a Alafia? Push it up for a Alafia, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Huh, beloveds? Huh? If you're doing all of that shit, you know what I'm saying? You ain't nothing but Jordan telling you how great he was at the free throw. Isn't it obvious? It should be obvious, you know what I'm saying? That nigga got a look on his face like he studied some shit, you know what I'm saying? Niggas look at me and say, goddamn, this motherfucker look like he been beyond. And all I'm wearing is regular hip-hop clothes, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right. Or look and say, it's something different about you. I'm like,
right.
Really?
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, what is it?
Right. Einstein, though ignorant to us, you still look at that motherfucker and go, that nigga on some other shit, you know what I'm saying? We need to get we need to panic. Are you selling E equals MC squared? Because that shit seemed to have this nigga fogged up. And it was just a theory. Now, you can look at that motherfucker, you know, he was on some other shit. You know what I'm saying? Some other shit.
Yeah.
He ain't got to sit around. And you know what I'm saying? I bet you Einstein ain't walking in the room and he go, hey, nigga, E equals MC squared, that's me. He walking in the rooms. The most he say about E equals MC squared, it was me who did it, and I was a nerd all my life. Whose drawers are coming down? Whose drawers are coming down? I need, you know what I'm saying? I'll use that for drawers, but other than that, that's just what I did, nigga. That's how I do. You know what I'm saying? That's what I do here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's what the consciousness has to be. That's just what you do. That's just who you are. That's when you know it's penetrating. That's what I was pointing about the subconscious mind. Once you start programming yourself through the subconscious mind, everything you do is conscious without you even knowing it's conscious no more.
Without
I don't have to sit down
right.
and pause
yeah.
and say, you know, yeah. it's just so ignorant to me when somebody has to sit down and pause and go, well, what does the spirit say about it? Hey, motherfucker, they've been saying it to you since you got on the goddamn phone with that dumb shit you've been talking about, that fucking Fantasy Island shit you're talking about. It's been saying it to you, nigga, all the whole time, because that's where you come from. That's who you are. For instance, somebody who's stuck in the church and mind control about the church, they get on the bus. Woo! Oh, thank you, Jesus. It's automatic. You know what I'm saying? They ain't fronting. They believe that bullshit. Jesus got them on the bus that day from the grocery store. They believe that. You get what I'm saying? They believe that. So they're not fronting. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers is trying to show you how much they believe. You know what I'm saying? How much they believe. And it's so pathetic. And that's when I realized, because I've never seen nobody in anything spiritual go crazy. I ain't never seen nobody talk to no wrong spirits. The niggas who believe that shit are the ones who's telling people who are ignorant that shit. But none of that shit. There's not one person out of the gazillion of them. I just looked at all the email I got on Panic Pack. Not what people bought, because I don't want y'all niggas to think I'm Puff Daddy. I'm talking about this correspondence. And
right.
since 2 years, we're coming up on 2 years of Panic Pack.
Yeah, yep.
And in this 2 years, over 10,000 emails of correspondence thus far.
Yeah.
And believe you me, not one person has ever said to me, Panic, you told me to fuck with this spirit, and I'm fucked up. Never.
Right.
I've never seen any evidence. All these niggas trying to scare you. You won't fuck with some spirit. If you don't do this right, do that right. That's all a fantasy. It's either they're trying to get you to come to them to get your money, or them niggas are scared them goddamn selves. Getting them saying scary ass nigga, but I'm God. You know what I mean? Enough already. So the idea here is, well, let me point this out. Everybody who's come to me for spiritual help says, look, I'm already fucked up. You know what I'm saying? What can I do to get my ass up out of this shit?
That's what
you know what I'm saying? And
how
it's really,
can you help?
And then it's not even nothing spiritual. It's their fucking own emotions. That's why questionforblue@gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? You straighten that shit out, and you notice your life just seems a little bit brighter. The sun shines on your street just a little bit more today, because it's really your own self that's attacking you. And that's what it is. It's not no spirit. Your own self is such in turmoil, ain't no spirit can even talk to you. Listen closely to this part. Listen closely to this part, people. Bobby Hemmings said this. He said, those spirits, and I later confirmed this, those spirits that you worshiping and praying to, you think they're your guardian angels, they can't even see you. All they can see is light. And if you haven't accumulated enough illumination or light, you're invisible. So that's why when you see all these niggas getting all fucked up, shot up, Crips and Bloods, because and you're like, well, why ain't the spirits helping them? They don't even know they exist because these motherfuckers ain't got no light. It's buried down in their humanity. Their humanity has covered them over. They cannot be seen. The spirit hears you when you start to accumulate light. And if you can't accumulate light, if you're asking for rent money, how to get more chicks. You know what I'm saying? This is your pad. I want more girls. What spirit can I use? I want to get my fucking dumbass cousin out of jail. What can I use?
Right.
Why would anything who hasn't even been here give a fuck about that? You get what I'm saying? Give a fuck about that.
Right.
They are light beings, which means light is knowledge. They deal with knowledge. You come with I want to know, then you're talking to them. That's the conversation they know, how to get wisdom out of them. That's your agenda. That's your first and foremost agenda. And when you become that light being, get there, you'll find you can handle your own cousin and all the rest of that shit out of jail.
That's right.
Because you accumulated enough energy to deal with lower problems, which is your rent, which is your money and your job. Those are low issues. If you go beyond that, all that shit underneath starts to get cured. If you deal with that shit as the goal, then you are dealing with that level of the game. Human problems. In fact, not even human problems. Problems that humans have created called rent. It's not even a problem of humanity. It's the problem of problem humanity created. Rent, gas bill, keeping your job, how to be sociable to get some chick, what clothes to wear. That's all invented bullshit. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Invented bullshit. How big your onk is supposed to be for you to be better. That's all inventions.
Right.
So you come into that spiritually, the motherfuckers don't even recognize that's all human inventions. They're not humans. They recognize your role of elevation because that's their language, elevation. They're even trying to elevate. And because you're down here supposed to be doing the alchemy, there's a lot of spirits that elevated with me, with me,
right,
that are already in that realm because a lot of them were thought forms. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Thought forms.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we're coming to
right,
the 1 o'clock where you have to do, and we're going to go into the overtime.
Yes.
But,
yes,
you know, you want to elevate your form of thought. This is an inner work. If you're trying to show people what it is you fucking know, you have failed. You're failing, not you didn't fail me, you're failing your fucking self. Because I'm good. People say, well, you be on Facebook playing around. You're motherfucking right. I can afford to do that.
Right.
You know, niggas send me email joke. I'm like, that's not funny. You don't know me. But you joke. I say, yeah, motherfucker, I can afford to. Can you? Do you have the time to be good? You know, now, motherfuckers going back and forth with me on the pitch. I'm like, shit, nigga, I'm on Facebook. I'm here to argue, bitch. I do it all day. You know what I'm saying? I done proved that I done proved I know the line in the sand between study and bullshit
right,
and between
right,
shits and giggles and what's real. I proved that already. Hey, can you say the same? You don't have the time to be arguing with me. I got all day for this shit. I love it. It keeps me sharp. It's how I study. How to come up with when I have a problem is when I have a problem, how to answer it in the solution. You helping me study with that dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? I love it. You doing the wrong thing trying to fucking challenge me in this area. Because at the end of the day, after I hang up from Facebook, I'm good. Can you say the same thing? And you only know me because you listen. If you fucking listening to me, that means you must feel somewhere inside that you need something. Which, again, let me be clear, I don't mind giving it. That's what I'm here to do. That's what it is. But please,
right,
what I say I give, utilize it so it benefits you. Don't listen to me as a preacher or just plain jokes. You get what I'm saying? Because what I'm saying behind the jokes is real, some serious shit now. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Some serious shit. So I know you got to do that. We're going to go into the whole time. All y'all niggas is on the phone.
Yeah.
Remember, Atlanta lectures at hotmail.com for the lectures. And the brother who's on the phone in North Carolina, that shit ain't that far. Come on down, panicpack@hotmail.com. Get your herb packs and all the rest of the good shit. I'm here, people. Love you guys. And we'll be back. I'll be back sometime in February, I'm sure. And it's going on. Remember what I said about Etta? Keep the study on, fellas and fellowettes. And we're going to do the overtime.
Yeah. Yes, we have about 1 minute left to go in the forum here with Brother Panic. Don't forget to reach out to Brother Panic, 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 pack@hotmail.com. Definitely for those herb packs and much, much more, just to get a list and also to get show lists that have been here on the remix you can download. Don't forget to download. If you like the show, like it. If you love it, love it. Don't forget we'll be back Sunday night as well, Sunday night. So definitely you want to hit us up Sunday night. We'll be here in the remix. I'll be here. Inner Work, you guys. Know Your Magic audiobook. You don't have to wait. You can download it right away. MS Blue Blast. .com. You can get it, and you can always email me for those sacred sessions for that inner work to take care of those inner things, as well as the Akashic Record reading. We're going to get out of here. Much love, warm spirit. For the rest of you, download. For those of you on the phone line, stay there. Much love, warm spirit. As we continue, you're live in the remix with Brother Panic. So we're going to continue. We're going to go to the next caller for the brother that called in. Make sure you check your smoke detector. I always kind of pick that up. That's a half life. I always pick that up. That's a past life.
Must have happened.
Yeah, with some serious problems. It was fire. But we're going to go to the next caller calling in for area code 321. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
How you doing? How's everyone doing? I'm calling from
Orlando, Florida.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Definitely.
What's up, yeah.
I was wondering, one of the problems that I have, thing about me is that the weird thing is that my great-grandfathers, like down to the fourth generation, were all priests, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, my mother took us out of the system and then got kind of caught up within the whole Christianity thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the problem that I have now is do you know anything that I can do to kind of communicate with these?
All the shows, what you need to do is email me at panicpack@hotmail.com, and I'll send you for free all my shows that I've done here on the Remix. I have shows that are titled Methodology on How to Communicate with Spirit, How to Do Altars. Yeah. I did over of a book list, I did over 3, 6, 9 hours, a two-part show and a one-part show earlier a few years back. So I got all the books, and I do synopsis on the books, tell you what they're about. Every single show I did is how to talk to spirits. That's the thing. So instead of telling you in one thing, I think you just, if you didn't know this by me already, I think it's a matter of you just getting old shows. And so just email me, and there's something else I'll share with you too. But email me at panicpack@hotmail.com, and I'll give you free shows. You can also look at me on YouTube at Occult Lectures at YouTube, where you'll see lectures. I'll show you how to do this. And, you know, I have a Yahoo, a Facebook group. You know, look for me. It's called Pan-Demonium. Or just hit me up on Facebook, Panic Demonium. Send me an email. Let me know you know me. So that's all the ways to contact me where I would give you stuff. You get what I'm saying? It's past stuff where you can find out all of this. Now, if you have a lineage, I've also done a show where I talked about family lineage. So, you know, if you were a farmer, nine times out of ten in the old world, you would be born to a farmer, you're going to be a farmer. They did this as a way of curbing the ego, and they looked at it as the bloodline. So if you have a priesthood in your bloodline, no matter what happened as a Christian, you're good. That means that's a high level. You get what I'm saying? So you need to really experiment. You need to do a lot of inner work. Like I said, I give so many techniques. I sell things for that. That's what the herb pack is for. But I've given out so much free things that you can do as well. So you need to email me, get shows, and start finding ways that that you can make contact with. You got to get an altar. You got to get their pictures, everything you can on them. You gotta pour liquor to them, pour things. You gotta get your meditations strong enough where you can focus on them. Things that wherever you at with it. There's things you got to know about them. You get what I'm saying? They are there. They're around you. It's just about you being aware of them to be able to talk to them.
Yeah.
The sky's the limit, especially when it's in your DNA like that. It's just a matter of you finding your own techniques. And like I said, we'll do a whole show on stuff I've already dealt with on it. You better off just going to get those shows. All right?
Yeah. All right. I think it's called Drop, or he's, yeah, I think
okay.
it's called Drop,
okay.
but
I'm
sure he can get it. Yeah, but good information.
Right.
We're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 206. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 206? Okay.
Hello?
Yes, right. Greetings. 206?
Where you at, 206?
206.
Let's see what area code
is. I'm not sure if this is me. This is Anthony Bakari. I didn't mean to press one, Miss Blue or Panic. I'm just listening.
Oh.
I'm just listening.
It's okay.
Yeah, I'm like, who is this idiot on 206?
Now,
not saying nothing,
always,
and that's
actually, you need to come up with a question because I always want to talk to your ass for this reason and this reason alone. When my cat, I'm going to tell you why right now. This one is some real deep shit, too. When we first got our cats, like the first cat, Khadijah was like, that's Tara. Real talk. Mm-hmm. The cat used to always have this, after she named him that, this tear that used to come out her eye all the time. So I said, I'm fuck all that. I'm going to go in the spirit world, find out my other cat.
Right.
He's calling it, get over the cat. Word is born. The cat came and told me his name is Bakari. And then the next day, I seen your name. I was like, who is this fucking Anthony Bakari shit? Like, word is born. The cat was outside. I was on the phone with King Cook. I'm like, yo, Bob, get over here. He's like, you got a dog named Bob. So the cat's like, what the fuck is that all about? That nigga told me in the spirit world that's his name. So you're supposed to ask me a question tonight. That's all.
I am, because I always be feeling hella, like I get the that rush of energy or nerves or whatever whenever I call in to
right.
Ain't
the
remix right. or whatever. And I peeped that we had the same birthday, April 25th. But of course,
you
look older.
Shit. There you go.
Okay.
I told you it was
okay.
some spiritual shit. Told you it was some spiritual
yeah,
shit with this Bakari guy. Wow, we do. Ain't that the most oddest nobody's birthday birthday?
Man,
you got
we
Facebook,
got, it's like,
until you got
it's
on
like Ella Fitzgerald. Who's it? Ella Fitzgerald.
And I'm going to take the other one. Al Pacino.
Louis.
I bet you know.
Louis Armstrong.
Armstrong. He's born on April 25th?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, he was born.
Nah, I don't think so.
Hold up. No, I would have known
it's
that.
It's a jazz musician, I believe. Yeah,
see
I think
right
it
now.
Is Louis.
No, he's born on August 4th.
August 4th.
I know it's
Ella.
Well, you know, you can just do April 25th and see what it is. I want to do this
mm-hmm.
on people's time, but, you know, but, you know, ain't no hot shit. Ain't like, oh, shit, like, the earth cracked open on the 25th.
You know what I mean?
Boom, you know what I'm saying?
The only
It'd
thing
like,
we got, what's her name? My sister Lisa Left Eye passed on the on
Yeah, Lisa
April
Left
25th.
Eye. I made contact with her. No doubt, that's true. Lisa Left Eye. Al Pacino, too, dog. I'm telling you, Scarface.
Al Pacino, that was my movie, though. That was my little cockroach. That was my movie.
Yeah, that cockroach. Yeah, when
yeah,
I found
yeah.
out I was open. Know who else, too? Gina Torres, she married Larry Fishburne. She, oh my God, you need to look her up. She was on, she was in the movie Serenity. Fine, she's Larry Fishburne's wife. She was actually in Matrix too. Remember, the fine with the big eyes.
That would make her the parent of the daughter. Isn't there his daughter doing the little movies now? A little porn?
Oh, no. That's not that. No, he got. Baby mama kid. That nigga been famous since goddamn Cornbread Earl and me. You know he got like I know his brother. Like his brother used to work with me at Universal. Like I know that's so I guess that's his niece. I don't even want to run into him.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like he just feel bad. Like no, because I bought the video. You know what I'm saying? I got the video. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I peed.
But I tell
I
you that
it.
Yo, did you pee? Okay, she did one with the black dude, but she did one with some white dudes. Do you see the one with the white dudes?
You know, it's funny because I think that what this old white dude at my job came up randomly. He's like, I got this tape. He's like, watch this. This is Fishburne's daughter. And I think it was
the white dude.
Squirting. I'm
not like not only she's having sex, but she's squirting. You know, your boss is on the floor right now. Where would I have had a cardiac arrest? I'd have had a cardiac arrest. It's like, okay, I can get over it. She's just getting boned. But she's in there squirting with her leg up, like, many times,
everything.
Like, professional shit. You know what I'm saying?
And they're grilling
like,
her, too, the whole time. They're like, you're Fishburne's daughter, right? Oh,
yeah,
you're Fishburne.
Right.
They keep saying
yeah,
that.
Right.
Fishburne.
Tell her who your pop is. Tell her who your pop is. That kind
you
of
know what
thing.
I mean? Turn,
that
oh, yeah.
Shit was
no,
wild.
Turn around and, okay, yeah, that's Fishburne. I'm like,
right.
oh,
you're right.
doing
right,
so
right.
great.
Right. Oh, you're right. That shit is embarrassing. That shit,
yeah.
I know that nigga must have felt like he was going to have a cardiac arrest. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
a goddamn stroke. You know what I'm saying? When this shit happened. Yeah, like, but they got, like, corny niggas, like Samuel Dershow, a German journalist, film director, born on April 25th. Albert King. You know what I'm saying? This is
so I, thought, you know what I mean, I guess it's up to me and you then, right? We supposed to take
oh,
this
we gotta,
to the next
we got to rep it. We got to rep it. There's a sister. There's a young sister from Canada. I can't remember her name offhand. I haven't heard from her in a while. That's why. But she's like, we got the same birthday and all that. Also, Renee Zellweger is holding it down, too, dog. Renee Zellweger is holding it down. You know what I'm saying?
One of my good friends was born on that day. He passed away. He was killed a couple years back. So I say to him, but that was about it. That's the only other person I met besides you.
We got to rep that, man. We got to rep that. You know what I'm saying? So I knew it had to be something with Anthony Bakari. Oh, the nigga from Zap, they died, him and his brother, on that day. His son, that Roger Troutman, the dude that did all of that, the first auto-tunes dude. Oh, that's another one. Roger Troutman came to me, said he raised up the auto-tunes with all them new niggas. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Remember I was telling you there are certain spirits that was behind it. But his son actually was conscious. His son was like, yo, my pops, because, you know, they had a little studio discrepancy. His brother took him out, and he took himself out on that day. So, you know, he said, yeah, that was on the 25th. So, you know, I contacted him. He said, yeah, you know, I just raised up this whole auto tune. We ain't stopping there. You know what I'm saying? So,
do you guys know who else is on your birthday? Elvis Presley's mother.
Oh, that old racist bitch.
Hey, I can't lie. I mess with Elvis. Elvis do some things. Hey, that blue sweat. Elvis.
Now, my mom's fucked me up on that. Like, when I was little, I was like, who's Elvis Presley? She said, this is some motherfucker who did this, and she was doing the dance. I said, that's
the
it.
Little hip thing?
Yeah, the hip dance. When your mom tell you that, like, that's how you're going to see this motherfucker. Like, motherfucker.
Yeah, corny ass. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But no, Bobby dropped that. He's a nigga. He dropped some old Negro shit, you know, a Melungeon or some shit like that, you know, some old extra shit.
Some but, old, you know, yeah.
Oh, you know, you got a couple of the other kings, King Louis, the
11th. I don't know who that is.
Them niggas wore powdered wigs. I can't co-sign with these niggas.
And Edward
III. I can't co-sign with these niggas.
Edward III, King of England, is also on.
King of England, that's disqualification. Yeah. England.
Yeah, that's good. That's hustling backwards.
Hey.
Know what
you
saying?
Know what I mean?
Yeah, that's like that's like saying y'all niggas is fucked up niggas. That's almost like saying, oh, fuck y'all. Know what I'm saying?
That just means you guys got to raise it up. That's it. You just keep raising it up.
Okay.
We're going to have to hold cap that one. We're going to have to ask for hold cap to that one. You know what I'm saying? Renee Zellweger already fucked that shit up. You know what I'm saying?
Overweight.
But I'll take that. I'll take Renee because at least she was in Jerry Maguire. You know what I'm saying? And this Yvette Williams, you know, New Zealander, she just goes to the Olympics. Niggas ain't doing shit. Russian mathematician. You know what I'm saying? Oh, shit. Okay, we got one. Motherfucking Metalock Lemon, dog. Metalock Lemon.
Metalock Lemon.
Who is Metalock that? Why am I the only person out here that don't know who that is?
Yo, though, Metalock is one of the Harlem Globetrotters. That nigga tossed more basketball between his legs than anybody, put more confetti than any nigga in the NBA.
What was his deal? Was he the dribbler? Which one? There was a dribbling dude. I just remember their little spiels. Each one had their own little talent, so to speak. But I don't remember person. I don't remember individual.
Metalock was the King Globetrotter. He's the one who sold you on that shit. He's the one at the press conference. See, we need this type of thing in our life. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Curly had the bald head. Like, Metalock was
the one. Yeah, that's the one I remember.
Metalock was the original gangster. You know what I'm saying? This nigga is like the goddamn Harriet Tubman of Coonan basketball. You know what I'm saying? And he would make you believe in that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like the nigga's name was Metalark. You know what I'm saying? They
Metal,
was on Scooby doing everything.
I thought he was a white dude. Metalark, that's a brother.
That's a nigga. That's right. Metalark Lemon, that's a nigga before your ass. That's a nigga. That's a nigga. You know, yeah, he's still kicking. You know what I'm saying? He's still doing exhibition. That nigga can throw a ball. He's 79. He can throw a ball from half court like nobody's business.
Make
that shit. You know what I'm saying? He was known as the Clown Prince. See what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Metalock is the Clown Prince. You know what I'm saying? And
he's
the minister
now. About
to
garner the energy of the Clown Prince, huh?
Yeah, that nigga's a leg bar. You know what I'm saying? Basketball. He's a leg bar of basketball. He's known as the Clown Prince. Not the Crown Prince, the Clown
Prince.
Wow. Yeah, he was nasty with it. He's the one who always spent the ball on his finger for a long time. That was his catch.
Did he have the fro? Which one was the one with the fro?
He's the fro. That Metalock. That was him.
Okay,
he's the main
one. Okay, we was peeping there. Okay, I peeped him when I was younger then. Okay, we was
you
vibing
know
there.
Metalock.
I got one little...
was born. if you see, oh, he's the main one. Like, they made them niggas in a cartoon. They had a cartoon and everything. Yeah, them,
I don't remember
them,
the cartoon.
Them niggas was big. Them niggas was big. Yeah, oh, you had to be real. You got to be an OG.
You know, yeah, I mean, I could whistle that song, though, to the death.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
That's,
okay.
That's all I did.
Yeah.
Sweet, it's called Sweet Maggie Brown or some shit.
You can do it. Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Oh,
like,
she's going to put me on blast. No, I didn't mean
it.
It's not a talent or anything. I'm not SR or anything, so I can't. How you doing, SR? Shout out to Esther. But
you said you can do it. Let's hear it. Come on, just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Now, I know what he meant. He meant in his head he could do it, because I could do it in my head.
Or in the shower.
And I could do all that shit that Metalock did in my head. I think the song is like called Sweet Maggie Brown or some old shit like that. I ain't gonna lie, I'm with you on that. I'm gonna find that shit. That's gonna be we gonna open up the next remix with that song. Wow.
Hey, it's so hard. Right. You can't hate on that song. That song is catchy.
Yeah, no, that shit is fly.
Okay, I love it.
See, Metalock is the OG now. Metalock got Betty Ford bouncing the ball at the White House in 1974. You know what I'm saying? They got the whole.
Is that true? That's true.
Yeah, it's on his Wikipedia. Metalock.
Oh, he's in there research.
He did that in 1972. Like he Oh, God, I think this nigga was on 8 is Enough. This nigga right here.
Yeah.
You got to see this nigga on IMDb. You know, when I tell you Metalock is that nigga right now, he's on a show called Troy Larry. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my God. And he's sitting with a whole family.
How does he
family.
Spell that? Is it Metalock or what? Metalock? What is this?
M is, and that's the sad part. It's spelled like it's M-E-A-D-O-W, Meadow. L-A-R-K, Metalark. And
damn,
the last name is Lemon. Metalark.
Who knows Mama Tana? Yeah, that had to be a channel. His mama had to channel that. She said, no, spell
yeah.
it like.
Yeah, he's just a straight up witch. You know what I'm saying? Straight up witch. You know what I'm saying? He's married to Cynthia Lemon. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he's the leader of the Pro Basketball Harlem Globetrotters, appeared in Burger King TV spots. That's when he was spinning that ball.
Everything.
Yeah, this nigga's enshrined at the Nasmith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame, 2003.
Okay, so we're doing big things. That's big things. That's a good look.
Yeah, Metalock is that nigga. And then, you know, he would always have that kids stay off of drug shit, too, so he was there.
Yeah.
And he shares a birthday with a fellow Harlem Globetrotter, Geese Ausby. Let's see who this nigga is.
I was about to say, we might as well just...
We the Globetrotters, dog. We the Globetrotters. I'm going to see which one we
get. Hey, pass me the rock, Patrick. Let me get the
rock,
man.
Saying. We got to do tricks and shit, though. You know what I'm saying? And we got to do them on beat. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to see who Geese is. You know what I'm saying? If I can recognize
I
remember
Geese.
Oh, Geese is that other tall nigga.
Yeah,
oh, my
I
God.
I remember them, yes.
You don't got the birthday,
God. Geese got the same birthday as us.
Okay, that's the dude you were talking about. Okay.
Yeah. They said his fellow Globetrotter. So I'm like, I'm seeing if it's some new nigga, but it's an OG nigga. I'm telling you, the Globetrotters is big. We need to see what that shit is on.
Yeah.
And them niggas was not, they be on the court throwing the ball from half court, making baskets, kind of lies. You know what I'm saying?
That was the grandfather to the And One little movement that was big. See, went back when I was
really
a little teenager.
Yeah.
That And One was crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
Globetrotters is. I bet you Metalock had a 33 on his shirt.
Stupid. Well, you know, the crazy thing is Metalock is actually a bird, you know? It's a bird called Metalock. It's a bird. Isn't that a trick?
Oh, wow.
He's a bird and I'm fly. You know what I mean? It all goes, you know what I mean?
Right. That's the Horus energy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Horus energy.
Yeah,
it's something to that. Yeah, see, they had to deal with Cocoa Puffs. That's even foul. It's foul. He said, presented the magicians of basketball. I think his real name is Mel Davis. They say Mel Davis and Curly Neal, because that's homeboy. That this type of comedy that made the Globetrotters famous, 6'5" giant Mel Davis, Doss, 6'1" Curly Neal, having mastered the fine art of comedy, Globetrotters consider themselves comedians rather than clowns. See, I know he ain't like that clown prince shit. He said they were comedians. Underneath it all, it's a deal with a basketball. The Globetrotters average over 300 games a year, usually win them all, and have played 87 countries throughout the world. I remember my uncle saying, any motherfucker playing the Globetrotters has lost their fucking ever-loving mind.
It's stupid. Yeah. They blew the team out by like 60. It was
Yeah, niggas was falling on the floor. They dribbling, turning around, sticking the ball up under their shirt, walking around like they pregnant. Niggas is looking for the ball.
Yes,
it's just a whole bunch of ridiculousness. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
when Metalog dies, you know what I'm saying? The leg where basketball has made the transition, that's going to be big.
Metalog's still around throwing
free throws.
He's still around. He's doing his thing. He has a book out, too. So Metalog is doing his thing. Yeah, I used to go see them. My parents used to take me to see them. I love the Globetrotters.
It was fun shit. See, Obsidian Black, all that explaining I did tonight just sent me an email, a panic pack, talking about Atlanta Lexus. Now you on blast, Obsidian Black, for that shit. AtlantaLexus@hotmail.com. You niggas is bad with instructions, boy. That's why I know you must be God, because y'all niggas don't listen to shit. You just explain that shit. Said that shit about 57 times, niggas. So tactical here. So you on blast, Obsidian Black. You on blast for that shit right now. I hope you go.
Wow.
I hope you download, so you can hear this shit. You need to download this, nigga. It wasn't Obsidian Black. It was Teo Richmond that said he was eyeballing a fat vegetarian. That's who that was. That shit was funny. It was Teo Richmond. That nigga's funny, too. He be saying, he at least come back with some funny shit. Word, though, the Globetrotters. I knew it was something. The day after I named my cat, he told me his name. The next day, word is born. I seen your name. I said, okay, this shit must be. I'm like, who is this guy? I've never even talked to this guy.
Right.
Dude, you said, now I have a question, but this is Anthony Bakari. I said, oh, that's what, that's how I remember that name. I was like, oh, shit.
And I'm sitting here listening to Miss Blue's like, 206? And I'm like, man, who is this idiot? Speak up. Say something.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't be knowing. I know you, because you just said, when niggas would call me in the middle of the show, I'd be like, it was like, 646, 646.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'd be looking around, you know. Brother Panic, are you there? Oh, yes, it was Blue. I was just, that shit is off-putting.
Miss Blue's going to never pick up my phone again. She's like, no, I know that number.
Right.
Oh, trust me. Know that number. I'd be like, that's Anthony.
Right.
Glad my name
Anthony.
Is in the ether.
That's a lot.
Thank you, Miss Blue. Thank you, Panic. You know, just like everybody goes.
I know you on my Facebook, so now I know you, dog. Hit me up. Where do you say you at? Where are you at? What state you in?
I'm in Seattle, Washington. 12-6.
You out there. How's life out there, dog? Not even conscious. Just plain.
Because
they make that shit look real sexy out there. You know what I mean?
I mean, it definitely is its own little, what I want to say, utopia. It goes through, it has its, you know, you get all the seasons, the rain, the snow, the sun, you know, in the summer, it's beautiful. The scenery is good, but about 6 months out of the year, I can't lie, it's shitty. You know what I mean? We got great clouds, we got...
Oh.
Cast, and if you can get past that, you know, mental aspect of it, where it's just, oh, gray makes you solemn and yada yada yada, then you know it's a city. But I was born in Phoenix, AZ, so I'm already
okay.
nothing but sun to, you know, this rain.
Right.
Other than that, you know, it's still city. It's, you know, expensive as hell, but, you know, hey.
Expensive too. Yeah, because they show that shit in movies. It's like, damn, I want to go. I want to get on that spinny thing they got. You know what I'm saying?
The restaurant up there.
I want to get on that spinny thing. But, yeah, we're thinking about doing two, because I know you're too far for the lecture, but, like, maybe, like, a streaming thing. Not a live one, but, you know, one way you can watch it on your own leisure. So, you know, that type of thing, you know, for people who ain't there. So if you're interested in that, too, you know, we're going to do that. But, yeah, though, it would have been cool if you was in the area. I'd be like, you got to come down now. You know what I'm saying?
I would. I'm still thinking about, like, man, I know I'm in across the country, but, I mean, man.
Yeah. Damn, CC, even that, I would feel so bad. I would feel like, look, if you came all the way across the country to leave, you need to stay for, like, 4 more hours. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to leave. You got to do 4 more. He came from Washington, bro. Just you, me, and him in the room. You know what I'm saying?
He
comes out, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I mean, you know, we'll probably do that.
The remix has done enough, and your various, you know, YouTube and everything has done enough.
Good. See, that's when it feels, when you know you're talking to a real nigga and be like, yo, it's just done enough. You ain't got to go through all that extra shit. That's when it feels like, yeah, that's when I feel like I actually did some, did my little part to help. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's what it's good to hear, you know what I'm saying? Like, other extra stuff is like, yeah, okay. But, you know, that's good, man. You know, I'm glad. You know, and now I know you, though. Just hit me up whenever you want. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, I was doing this, so I'm seeing that. And, you know, I got you.
I've been listening to you for a while, and I still have yet to place the final order on a reading, on an herb pack, on a anything. But it's not like not ready, or I don't know what it is. For the longest time, I just, you know, I think about it every day. When am I going to get this panic? When am I going to get this reading? I haven't done it, but I think I was maybe waiting for this because now, you know,
right. Like, it'll come. Like I said, all in your time. It's always going to be here. As long as the earth is here, it's easy for me to just get our herb pack together. So there's no hurry. And like you said, you know, it's all about in time, just like you said. I'm just glad, really, at the end of the day, the information is supposed to do what it's supposed to be doing. And you sound like, you know, you really, I can hear in a person's voice when they sit down and when they are listening. And they sit down, they study, but they're not listening just because I'm saying it. They're listening because they're actually getting something out of it. And I can hear that with you, definitely. You know what I'm saying? I knew that when I knew you was on my list for the longest, but never really said nothing. You know what I'm saying?
I was always
blurted it out.
Email, I still got about 3 or 4 of them saved to both you and Miss Blue, and I just save it in exile. I'm like, what is wrong with you? You better man up. Like, what? And it's like, I don't know.
You know? Nothing with the herb pack is like that deep. You will never feel nothing where it's like, oh, this shit right here. It's not get high. It's just like whatever you're doing, it enhances it. So whatever you used to is only going to enhance. You know what
well,
I mean?
You know, see, I don't know if you know about Seattle, but, you know, we're not unfamiliar with the Mary. So
the marijuana. I mean, y'all the coffee cat. Y'all got coffee on lock. Y'all got coffee on lock.
Man, I don't even mess it. I don't even want to get started on that. But yeah, they call me.
Right. I don't even want to get started on that.
Yeah,
like
man.
I seen Yeah, they was like, if y'all niggas like Starbucks, y'all gonna love Seattle's best.
Oh, y'all.
Yeah.
That shit, man.
Don't say that to a cop. You might get cut. Don't use those two. They'll fix you real quick.
Right.
Like
right.
McDonald's and Burger King. You can't confuse those two. They ain't the same.
Right. You either pick Flame Boil or the Grill. You got to make a choice, dog. So, I don't fuck with coffee like that neither. Every once in a while, I get a Starbucks hot chocolate, but they make that shit like candy, you know.
Oh yeah,
that Frappuccino shit. Like that's what I'm gonna say. Like we in New York, so I'm like, well, you know, we walking around. It wasn't even that cold when we went this year, but we went back and you know, Keenan and Torin, they 18 and 16. I'm like, I'm getting a hot chocolate. let me get a Carmel Frappuccino. I'm like, what the fuck is that? Where the fuck, who's buying that shit for y'all? Who's getting that shit for y'all? They big, though. This Frappuccino is banging, you know what I'm saying, with extra foam and all this shit. I'm like, who's drinking that nasty shit?
Let me get a caramel whip on the side with a caramel top or whatever. They have the little
Right. A venti, you know what I'm saying? A double mocha chocolate mocha. I'm like, what the fuck is y'all? Where is y'all? How do y'all even know that shit? Because I said, I know y'all broke ass niggas ain't going in fucking Starbucks at home just paying $5. So who's getting this shit for you? Like, how do you even know that? You know what I'm saying? How do you even know that? And them niggas like, yo, let me get a venti, like the tall one.
That's right, or the latte, yeah.
Yeah, a latte, double mocha latte with extra foam. They drinking that shit. So I'm like, yo, that shit got some addiction shit in it. Because every once in a while, I drink a hot chocolate, but it'd be like, I'll go through a zone. Like, let's go to Starbucks, get another one of them hot chocolates. And then I'll just get off. I'm like, this shit got some sort of fucking chemtrails in it. Vaccination. Whatever it is niggas is complaining about, this shit is in it. St. Ives. Right, St. Ives or some shit. Whatever the fuck they, whatever they hate, it's in there. Whatever they tell you to stay away from. Yeah. I know that's it. It's not far to get to Alaska and all that shit from you, or is that far?
I mean, I think I don't really know about that. Well, Alaska, of course, Alaska is close, but it depends.
Right. But who wants to go to that motherfucker? Who the fuck wants to go to Alaska? Just thinking about that shit. Like, yeah, I don't know shit about that. Like, yeah, nigga, I'm in Alaska. Yeah,
you know what I mean? I don't know about that.
It's cold, nigga. It's cold. How you think it is, nigga? It's Alaska, nigga. I'm in a fucking igloo. How you think it is?
A short little hot minute jump to Canada, though, and that's a smooth, you know.
Yeah, I'm told that's supposed to be a smooth one. Yeah, they don't tell you in the news. I heard Canada's fucked. I don't know if it's still fucked up, but I heard it's fucked up because, you know, like with heroin and shit. He said them fucked up, like all that shit, all that community socialism shit. You can wipe your ass for that. Motherfuckers, if you park your car, it's gone for more than, you know, X amount of minutes.
A lot going on in Canada.
In Canada. So, yeah, that shit is crazy. You know what I'm saying? This nigga Sean King Cooker said for a while he was considered, you know, living out in the wilderness and shit. And so I'm like, nigga, what'd you talk about? You know what I'm saying? He said, yeah, you know, we was talking to some Native Americans, and they said, what you got to do is buy you a hill. Then you got to dig a hole in that hill. And then you got to live in a hill. I'm like, nigga, what are you? You going to just move to a teepee, nigga? You know what I'm saying?
He said, they got to move here. You can move out this and live amongst the evergreen trees and, you know what I mean, hug all the trees you want, and you'll be good.
Oh, shit, I'm not doing that at all. He said the nigga's telling them the most nutritious thing you can eat is a pine cone. It's like, what the fuck? He said, yeah, you just boil down a pine cone, make pine cone soup, kid. He said, that's the best thing you got going on.
The soul journey, for real.
He studied that shit. Like, and then, you know, everybody, all these Negroes be putting up them how to survive in the wilderness videos.
Right.
Oh, you should hear him talk about that shit. And they'd be like, wait a minute, we're going to go through this one by one. He said, first of all, these niggas is telling you how to wash up in the motherfucking wilderness. He said, the idea is to be stink like the wilderness so nobody don't, no bear don't smell your ass.
Right.
To blend in, know what I'm saying? He said, you're trying to blend in, know what I'm saying? He said, them niggas will be eating each other within a week. Talking about we all move into the wilderness, live off the land.
That's Girl Scouts 101, you know.
Right. Don't wash your vagina, ladies. Keep your vagina a little bit tart, ladies.
Keep
your vagina tart.
It's like prison. You don't want to go in there fresh. You better go in there a little grimy.
You better look like you was in a fight before, you know what I'm saying? Smelling like Tone soap. Walking in there smelling like Tone soap. So, how you doing today, everyone? Oh, my God. You got to watch. I'm telling you, y'all got to watch MSNBC. That motherfucker, that shit is goddamn
hilarious.
Fear TV. Fear TV at its fullest. When they do them jail shows,
oh
my God.
talking about lockdown?
Show you monster. Yeah, lockdown. Lock up. Yeah, lockdown.
Wait a minute. I hear somebody's smoke detector again. Who is that?
Oh, that's
I hear
mine. Oh, that chirping?
Yes.
Yeah, that's my shit.
Oh, you need to change your battery in your smoke detector.
No, that's the one that's downstairs. And now I put all the cat litter and shit downstairs, so we keep the door open sometimes. We close the door, we don't hear that shit. But that's funny. I'm listening to you talk about smoke detector. Yeah, that's my shit. Yeah, that's your guess.
Insane. It is driving me insane. I'm like,
let me close the door. Oh, I'm like, you hear smoke? I'm about to go, well, did you check yours? I'm just used to the shit now. You know what I'm saying? I'm just used to the shit now, but I closed the door. That was some funny shit. You know what I'm saying? He's like, somebody's smoke detector ain't right. And I'm sitting there like a motherfucker acting ignorant as a motherfucker, but that's my shit. You know, Nick shit. Fuck that shit. There's a fire in this motherfucker. Oshun,
talk about
only you the fuck up. Oshun or goddamn.
What'd you say, one of them? Fire
in Baphomet. Yeah, Baphomet better get up. What you want Baphomet to your house on fire, nigga?
And tell him to put them yoga pants on. Cause
yeah. Baphomet walk with them yoga pants on. That shit was funny.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, okay, so that's where it's coming from. Okay, cool. I'm good now.
Yeah, I closed the door. You won't even hear that shit no more.
Okay.
Yeah, we burned the fuck up. You know, somebody, my yacht, somebody, it'll wake me up. Panic, get up. That house is on fire. Get the fire extinguisher.
Hotep, bro. Wake up. Bro.
Thanks, Odin. Right. Thanks, Odin. Thor better wake me up. Nudge me with the hammer. I am the mighty Thor. Your house is on fire. Thanks, Loki. Thanks, Loki.
Oh.
Thanks, Buddha. You see... You seem to have left the eggs on the stove, and you are now on fire. Thanks, Darth Maul. Thanks, Darth Vader. Thanks, Anakin. Thanks, that shit. Thanks, Sekhmet.
For real, though. For real, they will tell you. Your house, my spirit of my house, lets me know when something's out of balance. It tells me, hey, you better check this back door. Hey, you better check
the back door.
You better check the stove. The stove is on. The house will tell you. If you're in tune with your house will tell you too.
Yeah, lock that back door. No nigga sneaking around this motherfucker.
Right. We are live Phoenix, you guys, with Brother Panic. We'll give this information out to you one more time. You know you can contact Brother Panic by emailing him at panic, P-A-N-I-C, pack, at hotmail.com. That's for herb packs, that's for baths, that's for out-of-print books and chants and much more. Don't forget occult lectures, Atlanta lectures. There I go, Atlanta lectures at hotmail.com,
Hotmail.
Correct?
Yeah, hotmail.com. Y'all better get it in now. You know what I mean? These things sell out fast, and we want all the remixes up in there. We got a nice little room, you know what I'm saying? But we want to get this organized. And, like, again, once you pay, I'm going to put you on that master list, so you want to be able to go to the door and go, me plus one or me plus two, and I should be able to find your name that you paid with, and you let me know that's going to come to the door. It's a simple process, and we'll be good. We are dealing with people here who are on the lecture circuit, so it's going to be nice and sweet. All the lecture people. I got with the sister Abina, and you have seen her Demetria La Shah, I believe. You've seen her on Facebook. She's a remix regular, and she's in the Atlanta area, and she's got a big guest list. Bunch of vendors. Let me say vendors. If you're interested in vending, you need to get at me too. She's handling the vendors. So I'm working with someone who is, used to this lecture thing. So it ain't just no blind shit that's going on. So in the next one, I'll give you her email if you're interested in vending or some other questions. But on point, on fire. This is going to be really good for people. You know what I mean? Email me, not at panicpack@hotmail.com, unless you want a panic pack. Email me at atlantalectures@hotmail.com, and we'll start dealing with lecture business. You want an herb pack, panic pack at hotmail.com. So, Obsidian, you got to get your act together, nigga. You know what I'm saying? you got to play your lane, nigga. You got to stay in your lane. There's panic pack for panic packs and lectures for lectures. You know what I'm saying? That's some straight up. That's the straight up message of Islam. You know what I'm saying? The blacks right. with the blacks, the whites with the whites. We don't mix. You know what I'm saying? We don't mix. You can't mix the races, kid. Atlanta lectures at hotmail.com. Panic pack at hotmail.com. Ain't that more similar than that? You know what I'm saying? Like, you want a panic pack? The email says panic pack. You want a lecture in Atlanta? Atlanta lectures at Hotmail. You know what I'm saying? I didn't even do the Gmail Hotmail curve. This Hotmail. You know what I'm saying?
You said so, the Gmail Hotmail curve.
Yeah, like this one's a Gmail. This one's a Hotmail. This is a Hotmail synchronicity. You know what I'm saying? And they both emails tell you exactly what the fuck is going on. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's easy. I said, but you want to get in. If you come in, you want to start now. I'm not going to start charging. Mm-hmm.
Here's the question. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but someone wanted to ask the question. What is the youngest age of child I can bring? No baby, I'm thinking. Of my 18-year-old, my 16-year-old, and my 12-year-old.
Excellent question. And one that I forgot to bring up. No infants, mm-hmm. I would say, Brother Patty loves the children, but they do interrupt the lecturer. They do that. Remember, someone is trying to focus and get it. So no crying babies or arm babies. I really don't mind a 12-year-old. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to do this. 16-year-old and up has to buy tickets. Maybe we'll do a little. I don't know. I don't know if we're going to do it. Depending on how many kids, maybe do a discount price. 15 and down, they'll get in free. You know, panic loves the kids, I guess. So we gotta stop it some way. So
well, you're going to have a whole lot of babies up in there.
That's all right. That's cool. If a kid could come up in that motherfucker at 16, you know what I'm saying? I might have to change that policy. I'm going to think on that because y'all motherfuckers be up in there doing the fucking Dougie and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be some other shit. I'm going to think of that. I'm going to see how much that. If you got kid issues, email me first and we'll work out something. You get what I'm saying? But I might have. Maybe I have to charge for a lower age. I don't want to be locked into that number yet because I got 14, 12 year olds. Because remember, the idea here is for me to know how many people is coming too. So if I'm, so don't just show up with kids because they, I gotta know that I need to bring my kids or I can't make it. We'll figure out something, because I'm gonna get these emails.
Right,
but no arm babies, no infants where you gotta change diapers and they running around. It's cute, and it's nice, and we can do that when we do the libations. But the lecturer has to focus, and it never fails. And remember, it's gonna be on tape, and it's gonna be hearing your kids crying on tape. You know what I'm saying? And you don't want to be that one getting up in the middle of the lecture. They looking at you, waiting for you to take your crying kid in the hallway. So, if we can keep them home, if you can keep them home, that's great. But, if you need to be able to come and say, look, I really, 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 really want to come, but I don't know if somebody can babysit my kid. And then we'll see. Then we'll talk. You know what I mean? I don't really want to push anybody away.
Right,
but like I said, email me first and we'll see what's going on. I'll let the spirit tell me what I should be doing instead of guessing.
Yeah.
But that was a good question. Somebody
good question, good question. Because someone wanted to bring some of her children and excellent.
Yeah, I don't wanna make somebody with like four children pay.
Yeah, a good point she made, it's not for babysitting, it's because they want to hear the information.
Some of the mothers want to hear the information, but they don't want nobody to babysit their baby while they're doing it. You know what I'm saying? And it is spiritual to have your kid in that vibration. I get it.
Okay.
But remember, it is a lecture. It's not just a get-together. It is a lecture.
Right.
And the lecturer has to focus, you know what I mean? He has to focus on his, you know, what he's trying to, you know, his message and all the rest of that, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
So we want to keep this, you know, we want to keep it kind of sophisticated, but, you know, I don't want to make it seem like, you know, we don't want our kid, you know, a 16-year-old kid who doesn't
want to. Yeah, that's right. Right.
You know, because people email me all the time. Some people tell me their 16-year-old kid put them on to me. You get what I'm saying?
Right. And I hear that, too, you know, that they're listening to the show. We've had them call in before on the show Sisters of Transformation, 16-year-old and then a 17-year-old. So, and even younger than that have asked for reading. So, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Excellent question, though. Really good question. Yeah, I wanted to.
Yeah, that's something I didn't address. I'm a, you know, like I said, I'm going to also get a flyer together soon.
Right.
You know what I mean? You know, I'm going to fly it together soon so people can just have that, all that information on one page. But I'm telling you, it's going to be big. Like I said, I got a lot of, in my original panty pack when I was doing this email, a lot of remix response, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, that has transferred to Atlanta Lectures. And usually what I do notice, even with the herb pack, it builds up more and more. You know what I'm saying? Because remember, people download this show, and you it shows up on YouTube. So people are hearing it for the first time, let's say 3 weeks later. So, you know, that's why I wanted to do all of this in a big time. It's going to be big. Like I said, everything I ever could think of doing, anything where I'm going to ask for anybody's pennies, I want to be able to give something back. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
At least they get something out of it besides feeling like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, I bought it, nothing happened or whatever. So, you know, lectures are the next logical thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We definitely need to, we're going to try to get Miss Blue out her crib, out her radio land. Get her.
Yes. I may do some moving around, you know, just trying to keep Baby Blue on her little path and hold things down on this end. But definitely, once I come out with the Oracle deck, which is done, I just getting negotiating with the printers to get that out. I definitely want to kind of spread that around and do that. And then, you know, also, like you said, the Funky Funk Sway, do that. And even the Know Your Magic audio workbook. So it's a lot of things to come, and this is the start, you know. So all of you guys out there that definitely can participate, anything that you can get to that you can do, this is the time really to do it, because we know so much is going on. You know, that's what we've been talking about, I want to say, last year, about really sort of the place that we are now and where we're moving to. And so everything that you do today is really about you getting into your work. It's all about inner work. And you can listen to, definitely listen to Brother Panic and everybody that comes on this platform, myself as well. And that's what we're about. We're about doing that inner work and passing that on to you guys, things that have been successful for us. You can listen to any occultist. You can Google them. You can go back in ancient times. This is what the ancients talked about. Everyone is preparing for this time that we're in now, but it's not the preparation so much on the outside of just really working with someone else's magic, but it's about you getting into your own work. And you're only going to do that if you can really begin to explore it at so many different levels. So the herb packs, you know, the books, you know, listening to the shows here, you know, doing your work, the readings, all of this is about you getting into your inner work so that you can get yourself preparation. We talk about, you know, transmitting ourselves through space and time. Everybody wants to kind of go to that next level. Well, just because that transformation is happening, you got to do the work to be ready to really ride that wave. If you're not doing the work, you can't ride the wave. It's just not going to come to you by osmosis. You'll be able to rise up a little bit, but, you know, when you see everybody else really ascending themselves where they need to go, even though that's a Christian term, that term really doesn't belong to them, because it's a higher meaning about ascension. And that's the time that we're in. So everybody, it's time to ascend. It's really time to get the work in and continue to do the work, you know?
Right, that's exactly right. That's really on point. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's so much about inner work. You know what I'm saying? That it's not even funny. You know what I'm saying? It's just so much about self realization that it's just not even funny. It's like in a, all this other shit, you can wipe your ass with it. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
All of these special words and special greetings and,
right.
and special descriptions, you can wipe your
right.
ass with it. If you a crack baby and you get aha, a aha
yes.
moment, which is to never smoke crack, then you have done something. You get what I'm
You've
saying?
You've done something. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Right.
So true. So true. We got 8 minutes left to go. Left to go on the forum. Don't forget, you guys, download. This is the time. Don't forget to reach out. Who called just dropped? Somebody's called. Just, I think the call to drop, and you know what that means. But download.
That means it's almost that time.
Say goodbye. Don't forget to hit Brother Panic up. It's always a pleasure to have you on the platform to come and to share, you know, your knowledge, to share the information, you know, to share everything that you do. I definitely thank you for that. It's just real magical when we chatting and chilling here and the remix with the whole remix family. I didn't give a shout out to the international listeners tonight, but I've seen you guys in the house. So good to have everybody here. It was a packed house as always. It's always a packed house when we're here, and definitely when Brother Panic comes through. We'll be doing it Sunday night live in the remix as well. So hit us up. Hit me up on Facebook. Let us know what you think about the show. Let us know what you think about tonight. Tell us about your inner work and what you're doing and how these things, herb packs, how these things, the readings, everything that has been on the show, how it's helped you, ascend yourself to the next level and do your own inner work. Yeah. So that's what's up.
Man,
that's what's up.
That's definitely what's up. Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely what's up. Yeah. I mean,
the Globetrotters,
yeah, I mean,
you guys. I know we didn't put the Globetrotter energy on the Planet Panic. Them put the Globetrotter and the brother, Anthony, they didn't put it. We didn't put it out there.
Kari,
so I'm sure.
I'll never forget his. That's my cat's name. My cat came in. So that's a spiritual name. My cat
yeah,
came in.
Cat.
I woke up Googling that word. I never heard of it. And to this day, I call my cat Ba. The next day, I see Anthony Bakari. It was one of them things. I said, okay, I totally get it now. This shit is real. So I said, I never talked to that guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, shit. So yeah. Just when he said that shit, it even paused me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, it even
Anthony.
Paused me. Bakari. Or this born. That's what my cat said his name is Bakari. Oh, Bakari.
Mm. Well, our cat name is Anonymous. One of them is named Anonymous.
Yeah, y'all still ain't send me pictures of that cat. You know what I'm saying?
Anonymous is off the hook. That's the
Oh, that's his real name? Oh, that is
Anonymous.
Y'all fucking that cat's life up with that.
No. Anonymous is bad. You know who Anonymous is? That's a group. That's actually a group. That's called they call the Black Cats. And he's a black
cat.
And it's Anonymous.
Okay. I just thought y'all was calling him Anonymous just cause like y'all was too lazy to think some shit up.
No. Baby Blue said that's what he said his name was. But then I got to thinking I had wrote a paper on Anonymous, which they're a group that actually companies pay hackers. They're actually called the White Hats. But some of them leave and become Black Hats. And he's a Black Hat. So Anonymous.
Wow.
There it is.
Uh-huh.
So. Figure that science out. But we're going to be looking out for the Globetrotters. Don't forget, at last, Etta James, get into the work. Don't forget, Red Tail, definitely got to go get that movie, got to go see that movie, and definitely do some work on that. Yeah, so, you know, that's what's up. We're going to get out of here, you guys. We're going to shut it down Sunday night. We'll be live in the remix. Brother Panic will be back. Don't forget, download. Can't stress that enough. We need to get these things because we will have some times of darkness in 2012. Rest and assured. Don't put all your money in the bank. I'm going to say that again because a couple of those things, we're going to pause for a minute. You know how we pause in between the beat? It's going to be some pauses coming up. And, you know, we'll see those pauses.
I'm going to make me a panic room. They did a whole movie about making no panic room.
That's right. A panic room. That's what's up. We get us a panic room. Need to get it. Yep. That'll be a great show, too. How to set the panic room.
Niggas better not listen to me. They be in that room locked in, fucked up. I need my diabetes medicine. The panic room fucked me up. My diabetes medicine.
So much love, everybody. We're going to go ahead and bounce. Peace and love to you guys. Thanks so much for calling in. And for those of you who didn't get in, you know how to email Panic, Brother Panic, P-A-N-I-C, Pack, P-A-C-K, at hotmail.com. And you know how to reach out to me, question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. We'll see you guys soon. Peace and love. Peace, everybody. We're out.
Peace. Peace.